If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Well, we're super excited about the tour. This is going to be fantastic.
Super excited.
Season ended today. You'd be a fag.
And then funk breaks loose all over the place as the 46th Annual Grammy Awards continues right here on CBS.
Shut up, Bean. Shut up, Bean. Shut up, Bean. Shut Bean up. Bean, shut up. F***ing moron.
This is a message to all American infidels. Prepare to die in a sea of holy fire. You will be punished for your decadent ways on the first day of Ramadan. You wait a minute.
Did I just say what did I say? Ramadan? Ramadan. Ramadan. What is that? Yeah, maybe Dennis Ramadan is going to punish you with his crazy hair. No. What's that? Right. Yeah. No. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's go again.
And now.
If you could give me a pearl necklace tonight, I really need one.
Our feature presentation.
That's the way you want to start, right? All St. Patrick's Day all the time.
A little overboard with all the Irish St. Patrick's Day production value. What the heck? Didn't anyone tell anybody that March 17th is St. Patrick's Day?
It is St. Patrick's Day.
What operation are we running here?
And we're broadcasting from Casey's Irish Pub downtown.
Oh, Casey's Irish Pub.
And that's why we did our big Osama bin Laden chunk at the beginning in the open.
That makes perfect sense.
We got that done. Boy, Bean really hates St. Patrick's Day. He wouldn't even give us an open for St. Patrick's Day.
So he's on vacation. What happened to Alex?
She texted me moments ago saying she was sick and she was going back to bed. Our producer, Alex, is going back to bed, so she won't be with us.
Does that mean she's already drunk?
No, she must really be sick if she's passing up free booze on St. Patrick's Day.
That's true. She does love to
drink. Girlfriend likes to party. So we've got Dave the King of Mexico watching our backs, which makes me nervous.
So you're saying we used to have Alex, now we have Dave.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a bit of a
trade down.
It's a bit of a trade down.
Come on.
Not
Dave
since
will be
Hugh
great.
Grant got a Hummer from that street hooker in that car. Has there been a drop off from Elizabeth Hurley to Divine Brown? That's what we're talking about here.
So you're saying the King of Mexico is Divine
Brown? That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay. We're going to try and take your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067. In a second. It doesn't usually. You already have a flask?
Yeah.
You're already opening it?
No way.
Yeah, now that I know Dave is producing our show today, I'm going to need a little hit.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even begun.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Well, the bar's not open yet. What's a fellow to do?
Can't wait till 6?
Nope.
Wow. How about that? You need to start drinking right away.
I am.
Your phone call's 1-800-520-1067 in a second. Beer Mug is back at the studio. Psycho Mike is also on vacation. So
we are really down to the bare essentials on this show, aren't we?
This is going
to
be hit or miss at best.
Sober guys all took off for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't want to be around people who have fun. I can't drink so no one else should either. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Oh, I'm addicted to heroin.
Who's that? Which one is that?
Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah. I wish Bean was addicted to heroin. I wish he was addicted to rat poison. What? How dare you, sir?
How dare you
have
already.
Have another cocktail.
Have another drink.
Mm-hmm.
All right, St. Patrick's Day, Casey's Irish Pub. Let's give it a shot. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
What it do,
what it do, nephew.
Oh, listen to that. Now we're talking.
How about that?
Now we've got a little wee bit of the old country.
All of a sudden, it's Irish.
And you're going to do this all day. I hope you don't mind.
And if I remember correctly, the prize for getting on the air is a pair of tickets to the home opener for the Los Angeles Galaxy.
Yes, they are playing the Cleveland Steamers.
Nope. The New England, whatever they're called.
New England Revolution.
Yes, that's who they're playing.
How about that? How about that for a memory?
March 27th.
That is pre-Jameson's right there. That's how you know I came up with that fact.
For something you don't care about. That's impressive.
That's right.
All right, Beer Mug, we're going to have to get you on the microphone to tell us if there's anyone on the line yet, because I just walked past an entire line out in front of Casey's.
Yes.
And
they're waiting to come in and drink.
I called them all names. They're all degenerates. Really?
Well, clearly. Come on.
You're here before us.
Yeah.
You're here at 5 a.m. You are ready to drink.
Yeah, well, it is Vomit by Noon St. Patrick's Day party, and they're taking the title literally.
Or continue drinking, whichever it happens to be in their case.
I'm going to get to work.
Yeah. All right, Beer Mug.
Yes, sir.
Anybody on the line to talk to us for What to Do Nephew?
We have four people.
All right, let's try. Let's give it a shot.
Let's talk to one of them.
Let's talk to Frank. Here's Frank.
All right. Hey, Frank.
What to do?
What to do, Frank?
What to do? Let us in. We're hungry and we're thirsty. Oh,
he's outside.
Frank's outside waiting to come in.
Son of a gun.
We're getting the call.
I'm on the degenerate standing in line.
All right, call degenerate. From the guys in line to get inside of the building where we are. How about that?
God bless you. Hold on. We're going to open the doors shortly as soon as the bar opens, all right?
All right. I'm ready to get F-faced.
Okay, F-faced. All right. Well done.
Good luck with
vomit
that.
By noon. Erin Gobra and vomit by noon. That's our message.
Yeah, I really, really wants to get in and drink.
Yes, he does.
All right, Beer Bum, who else do we have?
All right, let's go to Jace. He has a question about something.
Jace,
good. Too much information.
Glad he doesn't have a question about nothing. That'd be bad.
All right, Jace as in J-A-S-E?
J-A-C-E.
C-E.
Male.
All right, Jace, what's going on?
Hey, what to do, guys?
What to do, Jace?
Hey, I was just thinking, I had this weird dream last night that I thought I'd ask you guys about. Okay. Smurf and the snork, do you think there's some kind of evolutionary link there?
Absolutely, yeah. I think the Smurfs were descended from the snork.
Could it be the other way around, though?
No,
it could not. Absolutely not.
That's science. It's been proven.
You don't understand things if you would even ask that question.
Snork first.
All right.
All right, Jace, thanks for calling in.
Make a note.
Guy won tickets for that question. Connection between the snork and the Smurfs. You 80s Saturday morning cartoon fans.
All right, let's go to our next call. Who do we have here?
Let's go to Cruz.
Cruz.
Jace Cruz? What is this, a CW show this morning? What are these names?
Have you seen The Amazing Race?
No.
There's two cowboys on it. One's named Jet, and the other one's named, like, Corb.
Cord. It's Cord. Jet and Cord. That's right.
It's really ridiculous.
Let's talk to Cruz.
All right, Cruz.
Good morning. What do you do?
What do you do, Cruz?
Just had a question for you guys. Want to see why it is that you get pinched when you don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day.
It's a punishment for not representing.
Okay.
For not showing you're Irish, you have to get punished. And rather than getting kneed in the balls, they just pinch you. They let you off easy.
It came down to those two last
those
options.
Those were the options. Yeah.
It was a vote.
All right, so, awesome. I'm wearing my green today, so I hope you guys are.
I am wearing green. Kevin isn't.
What?
I am.
What?
But it's not green.
It's brown,
like,
isn't it?
But he is wearing a Guinness T-shirt, so we're going to have to give him a pass. I
get an exception,
yeah,
right?
I think so.
An exception, yeah.
I wish it sure
That's Lisa
me.
Got. Lisa's got some green on.
I got green.
Dave, the King of Mexico? What are you? No, nothing.
Pinch him. King of Mexico.
Oh, don't pinch me. I'm playing
like
Farmville.
This shirt used to be green until I washed it with some other clothes. and then it turns out it's not.
I'm just happy Kevin's not wearing anything striped this morning.
All right, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Beer mug, have any other high-quality calls that we can go to?
Kevin, you need to stick it to Mike. He needs to be put in line here.
Mike.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Mike.
Listener Mike, what to do?
What to do, nephew? What to do, baby boo?
What to do?
Hey, so I was calling about Kesha. You guys were talking about her yesterday, and I get what you're saying. She's not a great artist. But look at the message she's sending out. I mean, you guys shouldn't be bagging on her. She's basically saying, get drunk and have a lot of sex. What's
right.
That?
Well, but she's doing it from the male perspective, first of all. First of all, she's acting like a dude.
By the way, nothing wrong with that.
Second of all, she's
Kevin thinks only guys get to be pigs.
No.
How can guys get to be pigs if girls aren't being pigs back?
Right. No, but there's a ton of girls that are watching her and listening to her and are going to fall in her footsteps, hopefully.
Yeah, it's your hope, I know. But she also does the baby talk. Let's talk about that. The baby talk is a deal breaker.
Not for Mike.
My problem, Mike, is that I think she's a poser. I don't think she really believes in getting hammered and just banging anything that walks.
Right.
I think she's putting on a front.
Yeah, if she could convince other girls to do it, though, hey.
That's true.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right. You have a point, Mike.
Your point about other girls following in suit, fine, as long as they don't baby talk. But, that's fine.
Thank you.
Come on with that. All right, Beer Mug, any other high-quality calls, or should we move on?
Yeah, go ahead and move on.
All right, good.
Nice for that editorial decision, mugger.
he's already exhausted. What happened?
Well, we do have a big St. Patrick's Day show today.
We do.
Who are we going to be talking to, Kevin?
Casey's Irish Pub downtown. We have the dude from Destination Truth. Have you seen that show?
On Sci-Fi.
Yep.
I have watched Sci-Fi. I saw the Loch Ness Monster episode.
They went looking for a leprechaun.
Oh, really?
Apparently the research when you're looking for a leprechaun is drinking. So
that's
they did,
how you see them.
They did more research than finding a leprechaun.
I'm looking for one. I'm looking for a leprechaun this morning.
So we got that. We got the internet roundup today. We have on site here, we have Kings of Leon tickets.
What?
Very cool.
We're going to have a singing contest. You know how well that goes on St. Patrick's Day. You're already having another drink.
Yes,
nice.
I am. Why don't you mind your own beeswax?
No, I'm fine with it. Good work. We're going to talk to a guy who has created I Dump for You. Now.
Wow.
That can't be good.
I would save so much time out of my day if I could find someone to dump for me.
That's not what I'm talking about. Dump meaning dump girlfriend or wife.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you hire this person if you don't want to go through the pain of dumping someone, and then he'll do it. And then
for a fee.
For a fee.
Right.
And then he'll record it and send it to you. Or you can put it up online.
Nice. I want a nice souvenir of my horrible breakup.
Is there a worse way to break up with somebody? Hire somebody else, have him do it, and then put the audio up online.
This guy's an interesting business plan.
Yeah.
I'd like to see who's investing in this.
So we're going to talk to him today as well. And
I'm opening the video vault today. I'm going to be taking a look at the legendary film series of the Leprechaun film, since it is St. Patrick's Day.
The Leprechaun, supposed to be scary movies.
Leprechaun started, well, initially the first one was sort of scary, but they're all sort of horror comedies featuring the Leprechaun.
Right.
And the very first one, by the way, starred Jennifer Aniston, a very young Jennifer Aniston.
How about that?
But there have been six films in the series, each one progressively more ridiculous. So we'll be taking a look at the Leprechaun film series today.
Fantastic. And I don't know if you've heard, but the Tropicana in Atlantic City has, you know, all hotels have specials these days. Try to get people in, try to get the business booming again. They have the Jersey Shore package.
What would that be?
You get punched in the face when you go to the bar?
By Snooki, yeah.
You get a shot and a punch?
So we'll talk to them and find out what is involved in that.
Okay.
Coming up this morning as well.
What is involved with that? Would you like a drink?
Yes. Right now, we'll take a break. We'll come back with Ralph. Showbiz Beat next. What does a guy have to do to get a drink around here?
What's he going to do to get a drink?
Maybe you should just pass today. Maybe you don't need a drink.
Hello, 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's 551. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, live for St. Patrick's Day, and time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
We're at Casey's Irish Pub, downtown Los Angeles, 613 South Grand, by the way, if you want to stop by. I also want to thank the people with the feature film, The Bounty Hunter, who were sponsoring our show today. The movie opens Friday, March the 19th, in theaters everywhere. Gerard Butler and Jennifer Aniston. Speaking of Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
One of her first roles was in a movie called Leprechaun, which we'll be talking about later today, and you won't believe these movies when you
love. They're so bad.
Pretty spectacular. Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Riley Hunter, who, of course, is the mistress of one-time presidential contender John Edwards, is complaining about the photos of her in the new GQ magazine where she's got an interview. Apparently, they're pretty racy, and she is upset that they're being published, even though, of course, she posed for them.
What?
What?
Can you hear me over the, over the Irish music? Can we take the Irish music down just a touch?
We can't tell if that's just in our headphones or on the air, but in our headphones.
Mug has control over that.
We can't hear a person.
Not really.
That's better.
What?
Yeah, she apparently cried for 2 hours after seeing the racy photos. Of course, a reporter for the magazine thinks she is full of it because she certainly, 45-year-old woman, should know that if she's posing for suggestive pictures, that they might end up being published in the same magazine that's taking them.
Yeah, what a shocker.
Plus, she's a whore, so why should she mind? Speaking of whores, Ashley Dupree, does that name ring a bell?
Yes.
That was the hooker that former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer spent time with.
Okay.
She is once again taking all her clothes off, but this time it's not for him. It's for all of us. She's going to be in Playboy magazine that hits newsstands on April the 16th.
If I remember correctly, super hot.
Pretty hot.
Yeah.
Pretty hot. During the photo shoot, apparently she was hotter than even anyone expected because she was shooting around candles and had a lot of hairspray in her hair.
Uh-oh.
Hairspray plus fire? No bueno.
Equals fire.
Her head started on fire.
Really?
Her hair caught on fire during the shoot. But apparently, she's fine.
That's sexy.
And luckily, she didn't have hair in any area that would really do any damage, so it all worked out. More horror news. Jamie Lynn Spears is making a triumphant comeback to show business. Apparently, Britney's younger sister blabbed that she is tired of being a full-time mom.
Wow.
At 18. And looks forward to getting back in front of the camera.
Good.
She is a native Louisianan, by the way. So at 18, she should be a grandmother.
That's true.
I mean, I can see why she's
behind.
Bored.
Yeah.
And I mentioned Jennifer Aniston earlier. Apparently, she had a rough time while filming the new film, The Bounty Hunter, that comes out on Friday. She said that at one point,
in the romantic comedy. She is supposed to be kept inside a trunk. Gerard Butler locks her inside a trunk when they're trying to escape from some bad guys. And during a stoppage of shooting, everyone completely forgot that she was in the trunk.
Oh, no.
Nice.
And they went about their business. They were taking a break and getting coffee from craft services and stuff. And she's like, hello, hello. So they had to let her out.
In the trunk.
They forgot she was in there. South Park debuts the beginning of its 14th season tonight.
Best show ever.
Yeah. Guess who the special guest star on the episode is?
I haven't heard. I don't know.
Tiger Woods, apparently, when he was stopping by South Park.
But the real Tiger Woods, no.
Awesome. Apparently, Tiger runs into Stan, Kyle, Kenny, and Cartman in Colorado, where they all live. And there are some, it addresses Tiger's sexual exploits, perhaps. So
awesome.
You might want to check that out tonight. Also, more TV news. Looks like Tom Selleck is returning to television. He is starring in a new pilot where he plays New York City Chief of Police. Apparently, it's about a family of cops. The Reagans is their name. It's called Reagan's Law. It's a family of cops. He is the middle member of the family. Len Carew will play his father, who was also a cop at one point, and his son will be played by Mark Wahlberg, who's a detective. And if you haven't seen Avatar yet, you don't even have to rush out to the theaters. Apparently, April 22nd is the date that Avatar will be released in stores. Earth Day, April 22nd. Now, keep in mind, it will be just in 2D.
Aww.
So you won't be able to appreciate the full Avatar experience, so you may want to yet go to the theaters. But a 3D version on Blu-ray will be released later next year, apparently, is the date for that. So you can see the 2D version in April, and then if you want to wait a little bit longer, you can see the 3D. But...
And they do that just because they can get you to buy it twice?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? All these men, Irish and true, were born on St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th. Patrick Duffy.
Could it be more Irish than Patrick Duffy?
He, of course, was on Dallas. He is 61 years old today. Kurt Russell, another Irishman, is 59. Gary Sinise, another Irishman from New York.
Huh.
CSI New York is 55 years old today. Rob Lowe celebrates his 46th birthday. Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins is 43 years old. Another member of the Pumpkins, Melissa Auf-Demar, who played bass for that band, is 38 years old. Caroline Corr of the Corrs is 37. Marissa Coughlin of Freddie Got Fingered and Teaching Mrs. Tingle. She is 36 years old. And legendary Irishman Swifty from D12, the rapper Swifty, celebrates his 33rd birthday. He's black Irish, of course.
Yeah, of course.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I'm not sure that's her nickname.
It is now. It is after a couple swallows of Jameson's.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, broadcasting live from downtown. We are at Casey's Irish Pub for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, 6th and Grand, if you want to come down. There's still room, I think.
Sure. They haven't opened the doors yet.
Looks like there's a lot of room in here now.
There's people out in front that are starting to riot because they haven't opened the doors yet. We'll open those any second. First of all, let's talk about a new TV show Ralph brought up yesterday on the Showbiz Beat, and that is Mike Tyson has a new show on Animal Planet.
Yeah, it's called Taking on Tyson. It is not what you would think, because I wouldn't want to take on Tyson ordinarily.
No.
But apparently it's about his passion for pigeon racing.
Yeah.
He loves to raise and train homing pigeons.
If you saw Tyson, the movie, he talks so much about how he got into boxing. He was just a little punk. Like, it was a wuss.
Mm-hmm.
He was just, but he loved his pigeons.
Loved
just,
pigeons.
Oh, I
they were his only friends.
So much.
One of the first fights he ever got into was a guy who killed one of his pigeons or something.
Killed
right?
his pigeon, and that's when Tyson started punching.
He went blind with anger and brutally beat the guy, apparently. That's
that
when he started.
So bizarre.
So we have Mike Tyson here today. I know it's hard to believe, but
Mike
Tyson.
Very
nice of you to stop by.
Thank you very much for having me on St. Patrick's Day, one of my favorite holidays of all the holidays. This one is my favorite.
Because
I'm Irish.
You're Irish?
Yes. My family goes all the way back to Irish land. And that's where
Ireland.
I'm originally from. And so it's always important for me to celebrate. Usually I have a drink.
Right.
And then I rape.
Those are plans?
That's how I celebrate. Yeah. Not always a person either.
Sometimes a pigeon?
Sometimes. Because they're very beautiful.
Tell us about your love for pigeons.
I love pigeons.
I was shocked by that.
I love to keep them in a pen because I can relate because I was in the pen for a while.
Right.
Okay. And then I raise them and I teach them how to fly and how to come back home again.
Right. How do you teach them that?
You say, you come back home, bitch, or I'll kill you. I will bite your pigeon head off. I will rape your children.
Wow.
You're not pigeon enough to be in my world. That's what I say to them. Wow. And I threaten them with rape.
Oh my gosh.
Shut up, woman.
Just
it's St. Patrick's Day. I haven't raped yet. I will rape you.
Lisa, this is Mike Tyson.
I'll be quiet.
And
everything you do is good.
Yeah.
So I threaten them with bodily harm.
Okay.
And then they always come back because they're scared of me.
All right. Now, how did this Animal Planet show come about where you take on people in pigeon racing?
Well, Animal Planet came to me and said, Mike, you're an animal.
Right.
And we would like to do a show with you on our planet. And I said, I have never traveled interstellar traffic before.
Yeah, I don't
want to go to another planet. And they said,
kind of
no, we can do it here on this planet Earth.
Right.
We want to do a show with you about boxing. And I said, that boxing is in the past for me.
Uh-huh.
I'm no longer in boxing.
You've retired.
But I still care a lot about the pigeons. Can we do a pigeon show? And they said, no, that's stupid.
That's a terrible
No one
idea.
Would want a show about pigeons. No one would want to watch that.
Right.
So I threatened to rape them.
Okay.
And they said, okay, we will do a show we'll about pigeons show. For you,
right,
Mike Tyson.
So
we're going to start filming it soon, and it'll be me and taking on people who want to race my pigeons.
Okay.
But my pigeons will dominate them. My pigeons
How
will,
do you know?
My pigeons are the best pigeons in the world. I've trained them to be not only homing pigeons, but raping pigeons. They will rape other pigeons.
I don't think that's what
if
this is
another
about.
Pigeon is ahead of them in a race,
yeah.
They will catch them and rape them.
Wow.
And the other pigeons are afraid of that.
So the other pigeons will just hold back and let yours
They
win.
Would not want to be raped.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
And so they will let my pigeons win, and my pigeons have not lost ever one race.
Okay, and how many races will there be? Is there a title at the end of it?
There will be a title at the end of it.
Trophy?
Yes.
What? What do
you got? A trophy. A title trophy.
Okay.
Yes. It will be a trophy with a big title on it.
Right.
Probably the title of the show.
Right.
Which is Taking on Tyson.
Uh-huh.
Next year on Animal Planet. And you can also get reruns of it on the Rape Network.
There is no such thing as the Rape Network.
There should be that, I think. I would enjoy that.
You're going to make that happen?
I would like to host a show on the Rape Network as well. Called Raping on Tyson.
Oh, come on now. Come on.
Want some more rape jokes?
No.
Oh.
I'd rather just start. I'd rather just get out and come back. For our St. Patrick's Day show. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. And it is 19 minutes after 6 o'clock. Love that echo. That's good.
Hello,
that echo
hello,
sounds good.
Hello,
yes.
Hello.
It is the Kevin and Bean St. Patrick's Day party. We're calling it Vomit by Noon.
Yes.
We might have to extend that to 1 because they haven't started serving alcohol yet.
Yeah,
so.
We found out they're not going to start serving until 7. Sorry, everyone.
All right, take it easy.
Oh, like you can't wait another 40 minutes, you reprobates.
This is an unruly crowd already.
Yeah.
It's
just put a year on your life, by the way, by holding back on that hour.
Just that 1 hour.
Yeah, exactly.
It's time for the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
And go.
Click that mouse and open your browser, plug your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing, laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
All right, now the first one, I don't know.
Well, St. Patrick's Day. It's a special St. Patrick's Day edition of the Internet Roundup, right?
And I don't know if you remember the dudes that did the retarded policeman.
How could I forget?
Best work ever.
Yes.
They've done the gay leprechaun. And they're walking through a forest, and they come upon a leprechaun, which is, I don't know, 4 inches tall.
Well, leprechauns are fairies. They're in the fairy family.
but full gayness. Ah. All gayness. So here's a little clip of that, and then if you want to see these, you can go to kevinandbean.com.
How about the two of you follow me to a bathhouse? We can soap each other up and be naked.
You a gay leprechaun? Bathhouses are gay.
You'll bite your tongue. Or better yet, let me do it. I don't know what I'm saying. I have a drinking problem, and sometimes it gets in the way of my critical thinking. Forget about the bathhouse. Why don't the two of you accompany me to a bar where we can have a drink together? It's called the Happy Tranny, and it's just down the lane.
That sounds like a gay bar.
No, it's an Irish pub, and they have double bubble specials, and they have disco karaoke night where you can get crazy with shirtless men. Okay, forget about the bar. Let's just go someplace quiet and talk. There's a public bathroom right over there. Meet me in the last stall.
That sounds like a great idea.
No, it doesn't. We're not going to go to a public bathroom with you.
We don't have to be in the same stall if that makes you uncomfortable. We can be in adjacent stalls. There's a hole in between, and we can talk through there. I just need to put put your mouth up to the hole.
Right.
So I can talk to you better.
Right.
No.
That's how it works. No, that's how it works.
That's not good.
That's how you converse back and forth.
I don't like the game Leprechaun. It makes me nervous.
And then there's maybe the best video of all time, which is Mobile, Alabama. The people there thought they saw a leprechaun. And they are shaky as hell, these people. I'll tell you that right now.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in a tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say, yeah!
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night.
Here's my favorite part. It only comes out at night.
Sure.
And
is it a gay
if
leprechaun?
You shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears.
What?
When you shine a light on it, it's not there.
Maybe it's a shadow.
Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead.
That's right.
And
yeah.
He told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
Yes.
This guy helping to direct traffic says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun.
Now, this dude directing traffic has nothing to do with the police.
He's
or
not
the
official?
No, he's just some reporter, by the way. And this guy who's directing traffic, let's talk to him. He's out there like with a flashlight, trying to make sure everybody gets by safely. It has nothing to do with the story, really.
He's suited up from head to toe.
This waters our spells right here.
Words up,
this is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish.
That's not a leprechaun flute, by the way.
Hey, it's a leprechaun flute. Put it up to the hole in the bathroom.
Just put your mouth up there so we can talk.
I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree.
All right, this is what I like. Now, here are the people here are the people that are going to tear down the tree because they're convinced there's an actual pot of gold underneath it.
I want to know what a gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
That guy wants the gold.
Yes, he wants the gold.
He does. So you go to kevinandbean.com, internet roundup, and then you also get the remix.
To me, it looks like a leprechaun to me. All you got to do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yay? Yeah.
Say yay. Yeah.
It's a little repetition.
That's the European dance mix.
Yeah.
This amateur sketch, sketch. This amateur sketch, sketch. This amateur sketch.
Hey, you might want to think about remixing this.
I should do that.
This is not the highest of quality.
Yeah, right?
This amateur sketch, sketch.
Leprechaun flute, leprechaun flute, leprechaun flute.
Give me the gold.
Leprechaun flute, leprechaun flute, leprechaun flute.
Give me the gold.
Leprechaun flute, leprechaun flute, leprechaun flute.
Oh, I want to drop to me right now.
Leprechaun flute, leprechaun flute,
leprechaun flute. Give me the gold. Give me the gold. Give me the gold.
All right, I think we get it. They remix it.
No, and what they do is they put it over a beat.
Understood. Got it. Got that. Got the remix. I think we're good with that.
And then sometimes they'll repeat it over and over.
That is soaked in. I understand now they're about the remix concept.
Yeah. Where do we got that?
Kevin, I think
where are the goats at?
Ralph, where are the goats?
I don't know where the goats at.
Not in this remix.
This is like a 17-minute remix.
This is the 12-inch.
That's what she said.
How long are you going to play this?
As long as it goes.
Aren't you fascinated now by how long they'd make it? How can it still be going on?
There you go. All right.
All right.
Kevin and Bane, Labor Man, Rambo.
Woo! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ.
Woo!
It is 6:38.
Woo!
This is the Kevin and Bean Show.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day party, sorry.
Yes. Vomit by noon.
Vomit by one now. We're having to
vomit
push,
by one.
We're pushing it back an hour.
All right, fair enough.
We haven't started drinking yet, but as soon as we are, then the
clock. If I vomit by noon, can I start drinking again and then vomit by one?
Well, yeah, that's the point.
All right, then.
Yeah. Let's talk to a new service. This is called I Dump For You, and I know that that name may scare you
bad.
A lot, right?
I may need a service in about 20 minutes.
I know.
Because my breakfast is starting to burrow inside me.
It's not that kind of dump. It's if you're not good at breaking up with your girlfriend, boyfriend,
yeah,
you can hire this guy to do it for you.
He's like a hitman.
Yes.
He's a relationship assassin.
He's a relationship assassin,
that
yes.
That seems bad.
Really?
Oh, typical woman.
Come
really?
On.
You know why? Because you know you're getting broken up with. Your ass is getting broken up with. That's
what
why you don't
about.
Like it.
Is this for guys who...
Yes.
Yeah.
Who back down?
What name it.
Think?
It's guys who are wussies.
It's just
for
guys?
Whatever
guys
reason.
Who are just tired of listening to your crap. That's what it is. And they don't want to break up with you and say, ooh, no, don't do it. This is clean. This is one call, boom.
It really is... Cowardly.
I love this idea.
Very cowardly, yes.
Wow.
And yet happens.
I dump for you.
We have Bradley Laborman on the line. Hey, Bradley, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, what's going on?
First of all, what percentage of your business is guys and what percentage is girls?
You know what? That's funny that she was talking about is this for guys because I think 75% of it's women.
So yeah. Lisa.
Yeah. Cowardly
because,
women.
Because...
Coward. You coward.
Because you men get all violent and go off. They're just trying to be safe.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right.
Clearly what it
true.
Is.
She's exactly right. I mean, I think it's a lot of, with women, it's a lot more fear than just laziness. But,
she's
you know.
Covered in either way, Lisa over there. It's BS. So what does it run me to, just for a basic breakup, what will it cost?
Well, if you just want to get, you know, just a simple breakup, like you met the girl on Match.com and she's bugging you and you don't want to deal with her anymore, $10.
$10.
Value.
That is well worth it.
That's a value, right?
So what do you say or do for $10?
You know, I call them up. A lot of people say it's much. A lot of people tell me to raise my prices. Actually, it's kind of funny that people actually tell me to raise my prices. But,
well, take it easy,
you know,
first of all.
I check it out. I check them out to make sure, you know, everything's legit. And then I dial the person up and I just list off. They go to the website. You fill out a form.
Yeah.
And you say, here's why I'm breaking up with the person. And then I basically... read exactly what they're saying to me, you know,
okay.
what they tell me to say. And, you know, I take notes on what I'm going to be calling the person about. So then I have some possible, you know, if they're not getting it, some ways to get them to understand it better, mainly
sure.
by being ruder to them or,
right. good.
You know, insulting them so they pay closer attention to
now,
me.
Now, if
so.
I want you to be insulting from the beginning, can I pay more?
Yeah. Yeah. What if I don't want you to... I don't want you to break up. I want you to hurt this person, basically.
Believe me, I'm not going to turn down if somebody wants to give me a tip at extra just to say, hey, by the way, here's some extra money. Just make it horrible for the person.
Yeah. You have an FU now, service?
What's the rest of your price structure? What do I get for if I want to, you know, if I maybe more I'm more entangled with this person, I'm engaged or something?
Yeah, if it's an engagement breakup, you're looking at $25. But
wow.
Remember the runaway bride from a few years back?
Sure.
And how much money she costs and civil costs and all that other stuff?
Right.
I mean, look how much money you save just by paying $25.
No, I'm surprised it's only $25,
yeah.
to be honest.
Is it
considering what a divorce costs?
Is it a higher cost as you get closer to the wedding, like wedding day?
$50.
Yeah, it would probably some kind of
well,
premium
you know,
or no?
I've never had that situation. I had one time where I actually refunded the guy $15 because he thought they were engaged and she said, no, we're not engaged. I don't know where he thought that.
A delusion tax.
How many times right. do people just think they're getting punked? They don't believe you.
I mean, all the time. Sometimes, though, and this is what just blows my mind, is I'll call the person and, you know, the guy will be obviously like stoned or something, not knowing what's going on. And he'll be like, yeah, you know, she hasn't talked to me for a week, so I figured something was up.
Yeah,
I'll
good.
Like, if my girlfriend hasn't talked to me in a week, then I would probably be pretty sure something was up.
Yeah, I'm guessing, Bradley, by the nature of your service, that you've had some pretty bad breakups. And you've been the breakup-y, not the breakup-er.
Well, no, you know, yeah, but on the same side of
that's
that.
What I thought.
But on the same side of that, I went out with a girl once, for example, and she always would tell me about how her ex-boyfriends, how horrible they were, and they all did the same thing. It was like it was weird because they all had the same traits.
Right.
And then I broke up with her. And then I talked to one of her boyfriends down the road in a conversation, and he brought up that I had the same traits, and I didn't have the same traits. What it was she was the problem,
right?
Not the boyfriend. And it's one of those things where I go in and I say, I don't do the whole, oh, it's not you, it's me. Because, for example, say you want to break up with some girl just because she eats with her mouth open. I'll give right. you like a dumb example like that.
Right.
Oh, we have someone like that.
We have a friend like that that broke up with a girl because she ate like a pig. Didn't even break up with her. Just said, I'm going to the bathroom at a restaurant. I'll be right back. And never showed.
Yeah. Right. Well, now you just set it up. Even if you honestly care about this person, like you want them to move on, you're just setting them up for failure because you're not telling them what's wrong with them. That
right.
they can change it for the next relationship.
Yeah, so I totally agree with that.
So this is caring more. Right. Than doing it face to face.
Now we're talking to Bradley Laborman, who is the creator of I Dump the Number for You, idumpforyou.com. And Bradley, you document these calls, right? If I want to hear you break up with my girlfriend, I can listen to it.
Well, it depends. There's a lot to it. Like I'll record every call up until a point. Like there's some states where I can't record calls, of course,
right.
If I call and break up with a person. But if it's a decent call, sometimes I'll post the call because I'm highlighting the dumpy.
Right.
And sometimes I'll post the call because I'm highlighting what a jerk the dumper was.
And by posting, you put it on your YouTube channel, right?
Yeah, I post it on YouTube.
Wow.
I edit out anything that's going to cause a problem. I edit out any type of information that's going to have that person get identified.
So it's not insulting enough that they're getting broken up with this way. Now they're on YouTube.
Now we get to enjoy it.
All right, so you got you have $10 for a regular breakup, $25 for engagement. What about divorce?
$50, and I hope I never have to do one. I've never had to do one, but I had to put it on the site because, it had to be there. Because
right.
people ask me, well, is it the same as an engagement breakup? And I'm like,
of course not.
It takes a little bit more. I mean, for me, it's like, yeah, I can make the call, but you still have to go through all the legal work. So it's not like I'm the lawyer for you. I'm handing her the papers or him the papers.
I actually have an example of one of your calls.
Let's listen to Bradley at work. idumpforyou.com is the website.
Alan has used our service to have me call you and dump you.
What?
Basically, Alan has said that he's bored with you. You've been kind of a drag lately and moody, and he thinks that maybe you and him have drifted apart.
This isn't real.
No,
it's not funny.
No, this is very much real. idumpforyou.com. He's bored with you.
So he's not coming over tonight.
No, he's not coming over tonight or ever again.
Well, that's convenient because actually tonight was okay to tell him that I'm pregnant.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
What?
I'm pregnant. He knocked me up. So he's not going anywhere.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, he's a good guy.
That's a good catch right there. Well, you're running, a good business, Bradley. Anybody that uses you as an a-hole is what I think.
What?
Well, if you're going to break up with somebody, you can tell them to their face.
Look, it's about convenience.
Right.
We're in a convenience-based society right
busy.
Now.
He's not disagreeing with me.
Of course not.
He's making money on it, but, he'll do it for you. I dump the letter 4 and the number 4 and the letter U. it's St. Patrick's Day party. Sorry.
Bradley, thanks for talking to us today. Good luck with the website.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, buddy.
Take care. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q at 6:56. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is our St. Patrick's Day party.
Yeah, sure it is.
Casey's Irish Pub, which is just now starting to serve alcohol, so now it's on.
The gates have opened.
Yeah. Now, 4 minutes, but then it's on. In
7 o'clock,
the
cocktails will begin to flow, and the truth will start to spill out of people's mouths, and that's never a good thing.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Can you feel the hate tonight? There's a guy making death threats against Elton John.
What?
And was arrested this week for making terrorist threats against Elton John, insisting that he must die.
Wow.
Yeah. The guy's name is Neil Horsley.
Did he hear some of the new stuff that he's done for Disney lately?
How dare you. He was a candidate for the 2010 Georgia governor's race under his own party, the Creator's Rights Party. And the minute the guy starts talking to God, he's already trouble.
Yeah.
He said, what Elton John has done is desecrate the image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
How has he done that?
Here's the problem. Elton John did an interview with Parade magazine a couple weeks ago where he said that he thought Jesus was a very nice gay man.
Right, which
I remember that.
Which has been making the rounds for a while.
Which is him being
Yeah, it's him poking.
Thank you, sir.
Poking people with a stick.
Right. It's him, you know, trying to escalate the gay agenda and trying to get talking about what he believes in.
Right.
And he's entitled to his opinion. He doesn't have to die for it, but this guy apparently is threatening to kill Elton John and has been arrested this week. So
because that's what God would want him to do?
God would want him to murder someone. That's right.
Yeah.
God was a big believer in killing people.
Yeah, not
a lot of people don't know.
Know
that. Old Testament stuff, you know? All right, let's talk about Ashley Dupree. She is the whore that pretty much ended the career of New York Governor Eliot Spitzer. She was the mistress and prostitute that Eliot Spitzer visited from time to time. And when that news was made public, the guy lost his job.
She was pretty hot.
She was pretty hot. We're all going to find out just how hot. She's in Playboy magazine on April 16th when that issue hits newsstands.
All right.
She is so hot that she caught on fire during the photo shoot. I'm not kidding. She was shooting on a set that was covered with candles, and they used a lot of hairspray in her hair, and she got a little close to the candles, and her head went up in flames.
Really? Like the Michael Jackson Pepsi commercial?
Exactly like that.
Wow.
She screamed, "Tito, Tito, put me out." No, apparently she was not seriously injured, but her hair did catch on fire at some point during the shoot.
I hope they got photos of that. That's the photo spread I want to see in Playboy. Whatever with her just laying around naked. I want to see flames coming off the top of her head. That'd
be
awesome.
Like mid-hitting herself in the head trying
to put
it out.
Stop, drop, and roll. Carrie Prejean, remember her? Former Miss California?
Sure.
Carrie Prejean.
She went out with Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps for a short time, and sources close to Carrie said she was trying to get pregnant by him.
By him?
She thought if they could conceive a child during their relationship, it would increase her profile and give her a steady job for the rest of her life.
But she's all Christian and stuff.
They love getting pregnant, the Christians.
But not out of wedlock.
They don't like the birth control.
Not out of wedlock.
However God sees fit.
Not to boring swimmers.
Yeah, really.
That's in the Bible, by the way. That's the New Testament.
It never happened. So now she's planning on saying I do with Kyle Bowler of the St. Louis Rams.
Well, she's all over the place.
Yeah.
That's just a family of losers right there.
Yes, it is.
Quarterback for the Rams and the former Miss California. George Clooney, he's not a loser.
No.
He makes the rest of us look bad on a daily basis. Apparently, he did the same thing on the night of the Oscars. Did you see his smoking hot girlfriend, Elizabetta Canales? Did you see that Italian girl he was with?
He seemed upset, though.
No, they weren't having a good night.
That's what it seemed like.
At the Oscars.
He doesn't like the press anymore. He feels put upon.
Well, that could be what it was.
Stupid questions they were asking, especially about this movie.
Yeah.
Because this movie's about a guy who can't commit,
right?
And it was a lifelong bachelor.
Right.
And they keep saying to him, "Hey, George, that's just like you, right?
How do you play that?"
Anyway, just before they left for the Oscars, apparently she broke her zipper on her dress.
Now we're talking. She was pretty hot.
George sewed the zipper back into her dress.
F him
personally before they left.
Wow.
He didn't sew up her dress.
He did.
Come on.
Elizabetta says that he repaired the zipper on her dress right before they had to take a walk down the red carpet.
And then she didn't like it, so he sewed her an entirely new dress.
He made a brand new dress, yes.
What the hell?
We may be seeing more episodes of Battlestar Galactica in the future.
Awesome.
Sci-Fi Network. Of course, had a big hit with Battlestar Galactica. Now they've got another hit on their hands with Galactica, or Caprica, rather.
Caprica.
Which is the prequel to the show. Apparently, it's doing so well, Sci-Fi has asked them to do another spin-off series, so they're currently working on yet another series based on the Battlestar Galactica mythos. So we'll see that soon.
And this is when the scientists were kids?
Maybe it'll be in the future.
Oh,
maybe we'll see something after the settlement of that Earth-like planet that they ended up with.
I just want number six. I want her back.
Speaking of shows that you have to kind of follow closely to understand what's going on, did you watch Lost last night?
Well, no, I taped it.
So I can't talk to you about it.
No, you can. I don't care.
But Charles Widmore shows back up in the submarine, you know?
Okay.
And he's trying to kill the smoke monster who's now Locke.
Right. For
those of you who don't watch Lost, this is going to be completely lost on you. But I was perplexed last night because I was trying to remember what Charles Widmore was and why he wanted the island and what was going on and who he was fighting with beforehand.
He was the guy who funded the whole thing, wasn't he?
He used to be a member of the Dharma Initiative early on, but then they cast him out, right?
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't know. I got to do some research.
He was the money behind it. He put Ben there. Put Ben in charge. Or Jacob.
You don't know. That's what I was talking about.
I thought it was
night.
Bob.
I know that he was...
Bob?
I know that... That's her ad lib.
It's useless. As good a guess as any.
All right. Running late. Today's celebrity birthdays. Patrick Duffy is 61 years old today. Kurt Russell's 59. Gary Sinise from CSI New York turns 55. Rob Lowe is 46. Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins turns 43 years old today. His former bassist, Melissa Ofdemar, is also has her birthday today. She's 38. Caroline Corr of the band The Corrs is 37. And Swifty of D12 celebrates his 33rd birthday today.
All right.
There you go. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Ah, let's rock and mollies.
9 minutes after 7 o'clock. The Kevin and Bean Show here. That, of course, the flogging molly.
Oh, sure, and it is. I was flogging my molly earlier this morning.
The people are exactly jeering you right now.
Boo! Masturbation jokes. Boo! We're too classy for that.
I don't know if they haven't been drinking long enough for that joke yet.
No, they haven't.
But they will soon.
Look at the St. Patrick's Day like cheerleader girl over here.
I know. What
here.
Is that?
She's
know,
all this, dressed up and neutered. Don't bring him closer. What are you doing?
Yes.
What are you thinking?
Describe her outfit.
These are angry drunken zombies. There's a girl here who is dressed up. I can only describe her as sort of like a St. Patrick's Day cheerleader.
Yeah.
If St. Patrick's Day had a football team, she'd be the cheerleader.
Yeah.
She's.
You have a bracelet for me?
Well, hold on for the bracelet. Hold on, because we got to do something else here.
We're,
hold on.
We're doing a radio show here, but we'll be with you in just a little bit.
We'll take your bracelet.
Thank you so much. But you look lovely.
I've
you
got
look,
a necklace for you.
And,
what? Did you set a bracelet neck?
She's wearing fishnets, and she's got boobies and a skirt and everything.
She does have boobies. That's a great explanation. All right. I don't know how many of you watch Destination Truth.
I love it.
But
on the Sci-Fi Channel. You know, I love the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah.
There was a recent episode where they were looking for leprechauns.
I've never been one to make much of a fuss about St. Patrick's Day. I don't run around dressed in green, and I certainly don't believe in leprechauns. After all, a fancy little pipe-smoking creature who guards gold and cobbles shoes doesn't exactly smack of reality.
How dare you?
Yeah, they're real, by the way.
They are real.
Smart-ass Josh Gates.
Let's bring Josh onto the show. Hey, Josh. Yes.
All right, Josh. I guess I offended Josh with that smart-ass comment.
Already?
Nice, Ralph.
I got to tell you, Beer Mug, you're doing exemplary work back at the station.
Thanks. I'm getting back on right now.
I think they're drinking more at the station than we are here at Casey's.
Here's the clip that's interesting. The guy doesn't believe in leprechauns.
Well, here's the premise of the show. Is the guy goes around and he investigates mythical creatures and whatnot, like the Loch Ness Monster and the Yeti and Sasquatch and that kind of stuff.
Right.
So his job is to either prove or debunk the presence of these mythical creatures. And so the leprechaun was one of the ones he looked into.
And he went looking into it. Of course, he still didn't believe, but this was fascinating.
The European Commission has recently designated an area in Western Ireland as, and I quote, a protected area for the little people.
Come on!
What?
Now, first of all, who's the European Commission?
Well, that's the secret organization that runs the world.
And why is
there Alias? Remember Alias? It was like a secret government SV6? That ran the world. Yeah, exactly.
They and they have designated an area for leprechauns.
Yes, it's like a
protected. For real.
You can't build there.
It's a protected zone for the little people.
They really did that.
Wow.
How shocking is that? I mean, this guy's
clearly
supposed...
they know something.
Good news is they don't need a lot of land because they're little people.
Tiny people.
They're tiny people.
And you know like what else?
It
square.
Could be like a shoebox with some moss in it and they'd be fine.
You know what else I found out about them? They're 24 inches tall and they can go run really fast, so you can't catch them.
Well, that's why you can't get their pot of gold or their lucky charms. For that matter.
You can't get any of the above.
That's right.
All right, Muggs, what's happening with Josh?
Got him back on. You ready?
All right, good work. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Josh, host of Destination Truth on the Sci-Fi Channel. We were talking about leprechauns, Josh.
Well, thank God I'm here.
Yes, because you have actually looked into this.
Yes,
now,
I have.
The research that you did involved a lot of drinking.
It did, actually. That's true.
Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about this European Commission and how they set aside some land for the...
Protected leprechaun land.
What kind of crazy, bogus administration is that?
I know. It doesn't make any sense. Look, here's the thing. So, tonight we come back with new episodes. We thought it's St. Patrick's Day. We'll go look for a leprechaun. And we went to Ireland. And here's the thing. There are actually a lot of folks in Ireland who put a lot of stock in not just this story, but a lot of these other kind of, these sort of fairies and this kind of hidden world of Ireland. A lot of people over there really put a lot of faith in this stuff.
I was not aware that the leprechauns lived in a fairy world.
They're fairies.
I didn't know they were fairies.
Yeah, they are, actually.
I didn't know that.
Why are we talking like they exist?
They're fairies.
Because they do.
First of all, they do exist.
Right, thank you, Josh.
They actually mend the shoes for the fairies. That was kind of their drill.
Yeah.
And, what a crappy job.
It is surprising how many people in Ireland still believe in the hardcore mythology of that country, isn't it, Josh?
It's true. And it's a really old folklore. It really dates back to the very beginning of the first people that came there, and it's something that they have a lot of respect for.
And you talk to a bunch of people there, some of them, you know, much older, who you would think would know better, and they were so super serious about their belief in it. Or they'd seen it.
They don't want to mess with that world. Like, there's certain superstitions and certain things you can do to kind of piss off, the people in that world. And
you
don't
do not want to piss off the fairies. I know that.
Yeah.
You don't want the fairies mad at you.
Josh, how much of this do you think is due to the fact that the Irish are mostly loaded all the time?
I do think that plays a part. Think that plays a part in it. Certainly.
About a 99% part?
Probably, yeah.
Now, while you were researching, Josh, did you come across any sort of evidence that might suggest that the leprechauns actually exist?
No, I think that, by and large, this is the stuff of folklore, obviously. It's a lighthearted episode. It's a fun episode. And it actually is kind of a rollicking adventure of what we ended up having. But no, I think that the leprechauns are basically resigned to, they're just an important part of the mythology of the country.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Josh, you are of British descent, if I'm not mistaken. You're English, right?
That is true. Yeah, my mother's English.
Yeah, so they shouldn't have sent you because you pretty much stole that country away from the Irish. That's what I'm saying.
It really depends on how you want to look at it.
I want to look at it like you stole Ireland from the Irish, and you should give it back.
We had an empire to run. We were doing a lot of,
I know. The empires.
Land grab. Yeah, sure. So you're saying leprechauns exist. That's your point.
That's the final analysis.
I think that they exist in the hearts and the minds of the Irish. That's the
they do.
Part.
Okay. That is very true.
And the livers.
And you look in their eyes, and they're not winking, and they're not laughing along. They mean it.
People do not want to mess with that story. It's true.
Yeah. All right. So it's true. There you go. Destination Truth.
Tonight, 10 p.m. on the Sci-Fi Channel, returning with all new episodes. What else are you looking into this season, Josh?
All sorts of cool stuff. We're going to Easter Island, Pacific. We're going to China. We've got a couple stories there. We're going to be in the Middle East, in Jordan, in Israel. It's going to be an awesome season.
If you're looking for little people, China's a good place to go, I found.
Yeah, they are tiny.
On that note,
Josh, thanks for talking to us today.
You got it, guys. Have fun.
Take care. Josh. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is our St. Patrick's Day party today.
We're at Casey's downtown at 6th and Grand, and the people are now starting to get fired up.
Yeah.
Now they're getting liquored up. And the crowd's getting huge. We got the cheerleader here. Is this your boyfriend, by the way, behind you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a generous man.
He's a giver.
You're sharing her with everyone, sir. We appreciate that. Thank you so much.
It's 24 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. I don't know what happened today because yesterday, Alex, our producer, was fine.
Yes, she was.
Right? She could not be more right with the world.
100%. Today she calls in sick.
Oh, yeah. I can't do the show this morning.
So beer mug back at the station. Let's dial her up, can we?
Yeah, let's do that.
Because we're calling BS on her, basically, is what we're doing.
She's sick.
She is knee-deep in Jameson's Irish whiskey somewhere. That's what I'm guessing.
Well, that's my thing. She's usually a pretty good drinker. So what's happening? What happened?
And she's probably thighs-deep in an Irishman, too, by the way.
Good band.
I don't even know what that means, but...
I don't either, but I don't want to be there.
I'm going to have a shot while we're waiting. Do you mind if I have a little Jameson?
Please have a shot.
Go ahead.
All right.
Damn, the Irish know what they're doing when it comes to booze.
They do. Having some Guinness today?
Oh, yeah. Wash it down.
You know she's listening to the phone ring going, nope.
I'm not.
I wouldn't answer.
I know those a-holes are probably calling me.
Not going to happen.
She's not even home to answer the phone.
It's true.
Let's leave a message, though. Let her know we're on to her.
Let her know that wherever she is, she should be here.
That's right.
Please leave your message for 3105.
Hey, we don't want to hear
that. Let's put that whole thing on the air, beer mug. All right, good. Back up.
We're good.
Back up.
To send a numeric page, press 5.
Yeah, let's page her. Does anybody page anybody anymore?
For delivery options,
just let us leave a message.
Oh, I hate that woman. There we go.
Hey, Alex, we're calling BS on you.
Yeah, producer Alex, we know that you're lying. Everyone here at Casey knows you're lying about your illness. And we hope whatever strange Irishman you're having sex with this morning, you get a rash. How about that?
Whoa, easy.
Do you see what you started?
I didn't mean to start that.
Hopefully,
Hopefully they hit the edit button back there at the station.
Buns is all over that.
Right, Buns.
All right. Let's go over to the King of Mexico. We have somebody else here that needs to.
So this basically, in this break, what we're going to do is we're going to call people who need to call out sick from their jobs because we're not going anywhere today.
No one's going anywhere.
We're all going to stay here. We're going to drink all day. So if you're here, you need to call your boss and tell him you're not coming in. We're going to do that service today with the Kevin and B.
All right. Who do we have first? We have Hugo. Is that correct?
Our man Hugo.
All right.
Hey, Hugo.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hugo, where are you coming in from today for the show?
I just rolled in from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hugo drove in from Phoenix to be with us this morning.
Just for this?
Yeah, just for this.
Are we on the air in Phoenix, Hugo?
No.
Not anymore.
That's what I didn't think so. No, we got canceled in Phoenix.
We were there for like 2 months.
We were on the air in Phoenix for about a month and a half.
And they said, this show blows. And they fired us.
So you listen online. And you knew we were doing this. You came here today. Now, are you supposed to be at work today?
No comment.
All right, good.
Well, obviously you are because we're going to call your boss and let him know you're not coming in.
That's correct.
And what kind of work do you do, Hugo?
I maintain what are called passenger loading bridges, jetways.
You maintain jetways at an airport?
Yes.
He works at an airport. At the Phoenix airport?
Yes.
All right.
Well, we don't want him going to work then, do we? If he's loaded.
No.
Because people will be plummeting to their death on the tarmac.
It'll be like a step and a half short of the plane. They'll all fall right through.
Let's call the Phoenix airport for Hugo and tell him he's not coming in.
All right.
Can we dial them up, Mug?
Yeah, that number,
Got it. Got
it. All right,
let's call them up. Let them know that Hugo will not be maintaining their jetways this morning.
Or possibly any morning.
Fearbugs is the only person, when he says got it strikes fear into my heart.
I wish Hugo was an air traffic controller.
Yeah.
And we could send him to work.
I think it's all right.
Just lands. You're fine.
Leave me alone. Why are you all yelling at me? Too much information.
Okay, we're going to talk to Hugo's boss.
So. Who's your boss, or is it going to be an answer machine?
It's just an answer machine.
Answer machine, okay.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Phone's ringing.
This is good radio.
How do you work at the airport? You just get in your car and go, see ya.
Driving to Los Angeles to get loaded.
Voicemail box of 60.
Hey!
Yeah, we're not going to leave that number up.
All right, good. All right. Bring it back up.
8.
Hopefully, we can leave a page.
Press 1, or just wait for the tone.
Let's page them.
To send a numeric
text, just
press 2.
We're not paging.
We're not paging anyone.
We're paging.
All right, At the tone, please record your voice message. Yes. When you are finished recording...
Bitch, give me the tone!
We don't need this explanation. We've done it.
There we go, the tone.
Hey, Phoenix Airport.
Hi, Phoenix Airport.
Hi. My name is Hugo, and I'm supposed to be directing air traffic control today. And
he's maintaining the jetways.
I'm not going to make it because I am loaded.
Yeah. So. My name's Hugo, and I'm in Los Angeles with the Kevin and Bean Show. And you guys had that show in your city, and then you canceled us.
But you know what you didn't cancel? Hugo's interest in drinking in Los Angeles. Have a good day.
So
and
find someone else to maintain your jetways. PHX.
You told them.
I did.
All right. All right. Thank you, Hugo. You did the Lord's work. You're doing good work here today. All right. I'm already getting drunk.
You're doing lots of work today.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll be right back. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7:39. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is our St. Patrick's Day. We're downtown at Casey's Irish Pub.
This is the best job in the world.
It really is.
You can do this and drink while you work.
Yep. And by drink, you mean...
Drink!
Yeah, drink. Yeah, that is what you mean. It occurs to me, though, that a lot of people here might not know exactly what St. Patrick's Day is.
I'm guessing they're all heathens, and they have no idea why we celebrate St. Patrick.
Here's what I know about St. Patrick's Day.
All right.
You drink.
Yeah.
That's it.
Other than that,
I'm out.
But there's a lot behind it. St. Patrick is a very important figure in the history of Ireland.
Right, but I don't care.
Well, you should, because he gives you the reason to drink once a year. So you should at least pay him some mind. You should pay him some attention.
All right, who do we have that's going to explain to us the story?
We brought in a specialist who would know about St. Patrick and who would give us the information that we need.
I'm making Ralph introduce himself now.
He is?
That's what's happening.
He is from Ireland. I'm not introducing me. I'm introducing our guest.
Right, that's what I mean.
Who is from Ireland.
Right.
And it's funny, we were talking about leprechauns earlier today because he is an actual leprechaun.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
His name is Leppy.
Leppy.
Leppy the leprechaun.
Leppy,
that shows you how imaginative we are that we called him Leppy the leprechaun.
Leppy, what's the story behind St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, good morning, Kevin. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Oh, it's great to see you.
What happened to Ralph? He was just here.
He's gone to vomit.
Okay.
Yes. All right. He's been drinking too much.
What is it that we need to know about St. Patrick's
Day?
Well,
here's the thing about St. Patrick. A lot of people, I'm guessing a lot of the heathens here in the crowd don't know who St. Patrick is.
Heathens got a chant. Good.
St. Patrick was actually English, and that people don't know.
Okay.
But he was raised in England, and at 16 years old, he was kidnapped from England by a bunch of pirates.
Really?
And then, yes.
I'm already out. This story's not true.
It is true.
All right.
And they sold him into slavery in Ireland.
Okay.
He served as a slave in Ireland when the Druids were still running Ireland.
Okay.
Not running it because, you know, there wasn't like a government. But still, the Druids were running
They're
Ireland.
They're in charge.
And he was a slave until he was 22 years old when he escaped from Ireland.
Okay.
And he went back to England and he became a Christian in there. In England.
In England.
And decided to go back to the island of Ireland where he knew they were all Druids.
He went back to the island of Ireland, did he?
The island of Ireland.
Oh.
And
oh.
introduced Christianity to the Ireland people, also known as the Irish.
The Irish. At what point did he start drinking?
Not too soon after when he arrived.
Okay. All right.
But he actually introduced Christianity to Ireland.
And they said, hell no?
And they said, but we're Druids. Look at us. We've got giant Easter Island statues behind us.
Right.
And they said, no, you have to learn to appreciate Jesus Christ. And they said, Jesus Christ, I need a drink. And that's how that all began.
Really?
And they used, you know, the shamrock, you know, is the, hey, woman, I'm talking to you.
I'm listening.
Lisa's her name.
I'm listening.
Lisa.
You know, the shamrock, you know, is the official flower of Ireland.
I do know,
shamrock.
Yes.
And you know why that is?
No.
Because St. Patrick took it, he plucked it out of the ground of Ireland, which there were plentiful, the shamrocks, and said the three different leaves of the shamrock represented the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
And so they adopted that as a representation of Christianity in Ireland.
Okay. At what part did he start drinking?
He didn't start drinking right. yet. And then he drove all the snakes out of Ireland.
Where did the snakes come from?
Well, here's the thing. He's known as driving
when
the snakes out of Ireland.
When did the snakes get involved?
But the thing is that Ireland has no snakes.
Right.
Because it's an island.
Right.
So there were never any snakes who could swim that far.
Okay.
But he took credit for it.
So he said, I drove all the snakes out.
He's a lying bastard.
Okay.
And then he started drinking.
And then he started drinking. Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
And a lot of people wonder why we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on March the 17th.
Oh, that's a good question. Why today?
I'm glad you asked.
Why today?
Because some people think that St. Patrick died on March the 8th. And some people think he died on March the 9th.
Right.
And so
no way this is true.
They added.
And so to not avoid any further fighting, they added the two days together and they gave up March the 17th.
That is not true.
It is absolutely true. As much as I am a little green leprechaun named Leppy.
Wow.
That's how they came up with the 17th?
They added the 8th and the 9th together.
Wow.
They absolutely did. Thank you so much for that,
yeah, because he needs another.
Casey himself keeps bringing me alcohol.
Jesus.
And I'm just a wee person. I can't drink that much.
Ellie again is flowing right now.
And what time is it? It's 7:43, and I'm already S-faced.
Yeah. Well, but that was an interesting story. I didn't know any of that.
Now you know the history of St. Patrick and why we celebrate. Because he brought Jesus to Ireland, and he brought to them a religion that caused them nothing but trouble for the next hundreds and hundreds of years.
And then he lied about snakes.
And there's big fighting now between the Protestants and the Catholics. So nice work, St. Patrick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Son of a bitch.
Our St. Patrick's Day show will continue on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Some noise, y'all!
Thanks for our hype man.
106.7.
Yeah. What up, K-Rock?
It is 7:52.
When did Randy Jackson start working for the Kevin and Bean Show?
Oh, no, dog. That was a little pitchy. That was a little pitchy, dog.
Omar's our DJ down here at Casey's Irish Pub. Yeah, they turned off his microphone.
Oh, come on with that.
No, that's a good...
No more drinks for Omar.
It's a good idea.
No more drinks or mics. That's what his option. He's got a microphone or a cocktail. He's got one or the other.
No more mic.
Ralph is here now with the Showbiz Bee. What's going on, Ralph?
Picking a drink and a microphone. I just realized it's a lot of dead air, isn't it? Me downing a beer.
Well, it's not good audio.
I'll finish that later. I'll finish that later.
Just for the record, by the way, Ralph and I both took cabs today.
Yes.
That's very how you do smart.
It.
Because we do not endorse drinking and driving.
Right, of course not. Why would you do that? That's dumb.
No. Heroin and driving, though, I highly endorse. That is fun.
You put the needle between your toes on your left foot.
That's a good time.
Yeah.
Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? South Park
returns with its 14th season tonight.
Best show ever.
It is one of the best comedies on television, and you may want to tune in because, as always, they're very current, and tonight they're taking on Tiger Woods and his sexual exploits. And, of course, because it's on cable, they can say a lot of the things we'd all like to say about Tiger.
Yes, they
can. Didn't get a chance to. So you can check that out tonight. Make sure you check it out on Comedy Central. Speaking of TV news, Betty White's career is exploding.
Isn't
inexplicably.
That awesome?
Where do we know her from mainly?
Well, she's been on television forever.
Right, I know. She was old when I was born.
She started
the Mary Tyler Moore Show, right? She was on that show. And she was on the Golden Girls, I guess, was sort of the biggest hit she had. With those other old broads.
All right, so oldie.
And I guess she's just been around so long that people dig her because she was in the Snickers commercial for the Super Bowl.
Right.
Remember, the guy who was playing like Betty White and he got the level.
She has a decent sense of humor.
Yeah, that's true.
She's
a funny broad. She was on Ugly Betty. But her career now is just blowing up because for some reason people love her. She's hosting Saturday Night Live.
When is that? Do you know?
The pre-Mother's Day edition. So whenever Mother's Day, the Saturday before Mother's
Day.
Yeah. And she has just signed a deal to co-star in a new sitcom called Hot in Cleveland.
Hot.
Which I hope doesn't involve the Cleveland Steamer.
And her.
Valerie Bertinelli. Or Bertinelli.
Either
way. The King of Mexico there for a minute.
Bertinelli.
Bertinelli. Wendy Malick from Just Shoot Me and Jane Leaves from Frasier co-star as three women from L.A. who relocate to Cleveland.
Nope.
And Betty White is going to play their landlord.
Enjoy that.
I will, thank you.
That's a
we won't be watching,
show.
But Lisa will put it on her fictional TV network, along with Brothers and Sisters and Men in Trees. She'll be watching that. Jack Johnson and his bare feet are returning to the road. Why can't the dude wear shoes?
Can he afford shoes? He's the coolest guy in the world.
His new album, To the Sea, will be out on June 1st, and his new tour kicks off on July the 9th in Connecticut. And then he's going to keep traveling through the year until the Santa Barbara Bowl in California on October 13th and 14th. So if you're a Jack Johnson fan, good news for you.
Or if you're a fan of hot chicks, go to see Jack Johnson.
You will never see a hotter crowd than if you go see a Jack Johnson show.
It's ridiculous.
Except for here at Casey's.
Right, of course. Casey's Irish Pub.
Hottest girls in the world here at Casey's today. I'm telling you, some hot girls. Look at these two.
Absolutely.
I know. They've been here from the beginning.
They've been here since they first got here.
I know.
They've been cocktailing, and I'm secretly hoping they're girlfriend and girlfriend, quite frankly. That's what I'm hoping.
They can be.
They can be.
Hey, don't look at her like she's crazy. You've thought about it.
We got the cheerleader in a bikini over here in fishnets. And, you know, I was kind of mocking her boyfriend because she's out there for all to see.
Don't mock her. Him?
No, but I'm on his side. Right. And I've noticed, if you look at his baseball cap that he's wearing, his green baseball cap, Philadelphia Eagles logo.
That's my boy right there.
That's my boy.
Gay.
Yeah. I appreciate the Guinness, but I could use some more Irish whiskey, too, when you get a chance. Thank you so much. And young ladies bringing us cocktails.
We're shoving these things down our throats.
Yeah,
have a choice.
You poor boys.
It is the Kevin and Bean Vomit by Noon.
Vomit by 10.
St. Patrick's Day party.
Right, Vomit by 10.
There's a woman with goals.
It's good to have goals. Something to work towards.
By the way, she has no job. I just want to let you know. I was talking to her during the break, and she's like, I'm unemployed.
It's Vomit by 10 and a nap by 3.
All right, let me get finished with this. March 17th, birthdays. Patrick Duffy. From Dallas. What more perfect name than an Irish
name? Yes.
Patrick Duffy, celebrating his birthday on St. Patrick's Day. He's 61 years old. Another Irishman, Kurt Russell, is 59 years old. Another Irishman, Gary Sinise.
I don't think he's Irish.
Gary Sinise isn't Irish?
I don't think so.
You want to bet?
No idea.
No.
Right.
I don't want to bet.
Good, because I don't know either. But I backed you down. That's all I know. He is 55 years old. He's on CSI New York. Rob Lowe is 46 years
he's
old
Irish.
Today. He's Irish. Billy Corgan, he's Irish.
Super Irish.
From the Smashing Pumpkins, he's 43. Melissa Auftemauer, who is not Irish. She is a Nazi, I believe. She was part of the Nazi party.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure she was a Nazi.
She was not at all.
I think she worked at Dachau.
Not a bit. No.
She is 38 years old today. Caroline Core of the Coors. That's not easy to say sober.
It isn't, no.
She's 37 years old today. And rapper Swifty from D12, he's 33 years old today. He's black Irish.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 8:05.
The show gets later and later
as we
get sloppier and sloppier.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show live from Casey's Irish Pub downtown. And
by the way, thanks to Casey's for having us here, really. I think this is more than they bargained for, quite frankly.
I believe so as well.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we're going to give away some tickets for Kings of Leon.
Who are legendary Irishmen, by
that's
the
correct.
Way. The Kings of Leon.
From Ireland.
From Dublin.
Right, Dublin.
Dublin, Minnesota.
I couldn't think of any cities
they're from.
In Ireland. All right. Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a singing contest. And our first contestant is Mario.
All right.
Now,
by singing contest, they're going to sing Kings of Leon songs?
Yes. Hey, stop drinking. We got to. All right, so we're going to do a singing contest. They're going to sing some of the song, and then we're going to get a couple of people, then you guys vote. Who's the winner, all right? Who's the best?
They're going to sing a Kings of Leon song.
Right.
And the audience will vote on who they like the best.
Correct.
And they will win the ticket.
So let's give Mario the microphone. Mario, where are you from? Pickering. Talk into the
Oh,
microphone.
Pickering.
How about that?
All right.
People
all right,
there,
you guys barely survived. There was
right
a big earthquake there.
Yeah, it was so strong.
Talk
it was
into
very
the microphone.
Strong.
I'm going to punch you right in the head.
And now you're here.
Yeah.
It's a St. Patrick's Day miracle that you're with us.
Why, thank you, Rob.
All right, which song are you going to be singing for Kings of Leon?
You Somebody.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Mario, You Somebody.
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see. Painted faces in the pain and under reach. You know that I can use somebody.
Come on, everybody. All right.
You know okay. that I can use somebody.
All right.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Good.
You know what? That wasn't bad, quite frankly.
Well, let's wait and hear the competition.
I'm just saying. That wasn't too bad.
I agree. All right. This is Fernando. Fernando, where are you from?
From East L.A.
East L.A.
East Los.
All right, what song are you going to be singing?
I'm going to be singing Sex on Fire.
Sex on Fire.
Oh, another King song. Great.
Here's Fernando.
I just forgot the lyrics.
Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell is very disappointed in you right now.
Do you remember the lyrics Sex on Fire? Because yes. They're in the song.
Sex on Fire. Woo! I got it. I got it.
All right, here we go. Fernando.
Lay where you're laying. Don't make a sound. Head well, I'm driving. I'm driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your sex is on fire.
All right.
Wow.
Come on, everybody. Nicely done. All
That's
right.
Two guys in a row who can sing.
He just fell off the stage, but that
he
was
can't bad. Walk, but he can sing.
All right. And now we have Benji.
Benji.
Benji, where are you from?
Downtown L.A.
Downtown L.A. So it was a walk for you.
I'm going to be original like Mario and sing that You Somebody.
All right, good. Here we go. Here's Benji. You Somebody.
Well, I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see. Painted faces, all the places I can't reach.
It's a rough crowd.
I know. I look like a leprechaun. Come on. You know that I can use somebody.
Okay, good. Thank you. Excellent. Benji.
Thank you, Benji. All right, reggaeton. Thank you.
Omar's working the reggaeton.
He sure loves the reggaeton.
All right, this is Mike. Mike, where are you from?
Lawndale.
Lawndale. I don't know if you know, but that's where the Kings of Leon are from. Monday.
Right,
Kings
cool.
of Leon, yeah.
I thought they were from Ireland.
I don't know. All right, here we go. Which song are you going to sing?
Sex
on Fire.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Put the mic up to your mouth.
Yeah! Yeah! Your sex is on fire!
Okay, everybody. All right. Let's bring up Andy.
I thought I was drunk.
Andy, where are you from?
North Hollywood.
North Hollywood. All right. And you are going to sing a Kings of Leon song. Which one?
Use Somebody.
Use Somebody. Ladies and gentlemen, Andy.
Well, I've been running around, always looking down, all I see, girl. My face is in the places I can't reach. Girl, know that I can use somebody.
Okay.
I think we need to
vote.
I think we need to narrow it down for the crowd.
All right, here's what I'd like to suggest. We bring out Mario. Yeah!
The first two guys.
I think the first two and
first
Fernando.
First two guys, yeah. These two guys really are a semifinalist.
All right, so by crowd vote to see who wins the tickets to see Kings of Leon, ladies and gentlemen, Mario. Yeah!
All right. And Fernando.
Sounds pretty clear to me.
How about that? All right. Fernando wins the tickets. Congratulations. Nicely done. It's a rough crowd here when you're... I thought they were all pretty good.
They were all actually pretty good.
Nicely done. What do we say while this music is playing?
We say congratulations and thank you for just participating. And we'll be right back.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q at 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and we are live at Casey's Irish Pub downtown for St. Patrick's Day.
I want to thank the people at the Bounty Hunter, the new movie coming out with Gerard Butler and Jennifer Aniston. Opens this Friday, and they were kind enough to sponsor this event for us, so we appreciate that. It's the movies in theaters this weekend.
Anybody that subsidizes...
Wow! You are cut off.
No!
Drinking
no.
is okay with me.
It's just getting better.
DJ Omar Khan.
What? It's not his fault. What are we doing? DJ Omar Khan.
What you sipping?
Yeah. Kevin, what you sipping?
They're bringing us Guinness faster than we can drink it.
Yeah, I'm drinking Jameson's Irish whiskey, too.
Yeah,
which
is, nice.
We should get the job done.
I'm not chugging
chug,
this.
Chug.
You don't really need to chug when you've had 20.
I thought we had a thing going on, and now you're angry at me.
Yeah, now everybody's angry.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Atlantic City for a second.
So we're
going
to try to do a real show?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
There is a hotel.
That's a bad idea.
Thank you, Omar. There is a hotel in Atlantic City called the Tropicana. And
there's one in Vegas, too.
Right, and it's about the same.
Yes.
They're not the best places.
In terms of class?
Right.
Man?
But they're having a Jersey Shore special.
Wow.
Well, they're at the Jersey Shore. That makes sense.
Sure, they're on the Jersey Shore. But what does that mean to have a Jersey Shore special?
I don't know.
I can't say that more times, so I'm not going to try. We do have a spokesman here. What is his name, Ralph?
His name, hey, how you doing? How's it going? My name's Vinny Bumbatz.
All right, Vinny.
How you doing? Vinny Bumbatz.
Bumbatz.
Mr. Bumbatz to you.
Can I call you Vinny?
Call me Mr. Bumbatz.
All right, Mr. Bumbatz.
Yeah, he works for the Tropicana AC.
Uh-huh.
And I'm glad you brought this story up because we are doing the Jersey Shore package.
Now, what's the package for Jersey Shore?
Here's the Jersey Shore package. You come into the La Tropicana Casino Resort in Atlantic City.
Right.
And if you're a chick, we put you right in the chair with the hairstylist. We give you the poof, the Snooki has. You know, Snooki poof?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Hey.
It comes with a punch.
Does it come with a punch? That's a great question.
It's good. Now your audience is now writing the jokes. That's good. That's good news. We take you from the hairstylist to the bar. Boom. Someone punches you right in the face.
I like it. Okay,
that's
good.
That's the Snooki poof.
All right.
Then we got the situation.
Uh-huh.
You got the situation, right? It's all about the gym, the tanning, and the laundry.
Right.
That's what you
got
to do. So first, we take you to the gym. We make you do some crunches.
Okay. How many crunches?
I don't know. Two.
All right.
Then we take you to the tanning bed.
Uh-huh.
And we lay you under the tanning bed. I don't know, for like a week.
A week.
You gotta get orange.
That sounds like you'd be bright red, though.
You gotta be brutally tanned.
All right.
To be in this package.
Okay, good.
And then we take you to laundry, and then you wash my shorts.
That doesn't sound like a good part of the
deal. Because I got some bad shorts. I got shorts that you cannot get clean. So I'm going to put you in the GTL, Gym Tanning Laundry Program. Right.
But isn't the laundry part of that your own laundry? Isn't that what they talk about? Is that you do your own laundry?
That's right. But now you get to be like a VIG, very important Guido.
Okay.
You get to do somebody else's laundry to really appreciate how hard these Jersey Shore kids work.
All right. So tanning bed for a week.
Right.
And then doing
my shorts.
All right.
Get out the bacon strips, as we call them back east.
What are the bacon strips?
And they're in my shorts. You don't want to know what the bacon strips are. And then it's all high-energy nightlife fun.
All right.
Which means I punch you in the head, and then you wake up the next morning, and I tell you how much fun you had the night before.
That does not sound fun.
You don't know nothing.
I'm just saying it doesn't
sound... Because you're not a very important Guido.
Right.
Right.
So getting punched in the head is part of the package.
Of course, it's part of the Jersey Shore experience.
All right.
Everybody's got to get punched in the head.
Okay.
Look, the guy, Sammy's boyfriend, punched everybody in the head on the boardwalk. Snooki got punched in the head in the bar.
Right.
Everybody's got to get punched. You don't feel like you're in the Jersey Shore unless you get punched.
Okay. All right, so that's part of it.
I'm going to punch you right now. You keep looking at me like that.
All right, take it easy.
So come down to Tropicana, Atlantic City, have a cocktail, gamble a bit, and then get punched right in the face.
All right, I think I'm going to
pass
on that.
Only for $1,500, I'll punch you. Come on down. The whole pack is $1,500, I'll punch you.
But for $1,500, can I pay more to not get punched?
Yeah, it's $14,000 if I don't punch you.
Okay.
That's not a special, really.
I'm not coming to Atlantic City.
What?
I'm not going to do that. Because Vegas, Vegas is much better.
I'll punch you for free.
All right. We'll be right back. It is our St. Patrick's Day show on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Are you okay?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 8:33. It's our St. Patrick's Day party.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. We're here at Casey's Irish Pub in downtown Los Angeles at the corner of 6th and Grand. And we want to thank the people at the Bounty Hunter, too, by the way, starring Gerard Butler and Jennifer Aniston, who it's in theaters this weekend. They are sponsoring our event this weekend. And I got to tell you, speaking of Jennifer Aniston,
yeah,
one of her early roles was in a movie called Leprechaun.
Oh, this is so great. Ralph started telling us about this yesterday after the show, and I didn't know anything about it.
You hadn't seen the Leprechaun
movie? No, none of them.
I've seen every movie in the series, except for the most recent one, Leprechaun Back to the Hood.
Right.
Sounds good.
So I thought, seeing that it's St. Patrick's Day, we might want to open the video vault and take a look at all the Leprechaun movie series.
Fantastic. There are five of them, you say?
There's six of them.
Six of them.
Wow. Yeah.
Right.
The first Leprechaun, as I mentioned, stars Jennifer Aniston. She is a young woman who moves into an old home that has been vacated by a guy who had a stroke. But before the guy went into a nursing home, he packaged away into a crate an old leprechaun who was angry with him because this guy had stolen the leprechaun's gold.
So he boxed him up?
He boxed him up. He put a sacred shamrock on top of the box so that the leprechaun couldn't get out.
Okay.
But during the course of the move, unfortunately, the leprechaun does break free from the crate and tries to get everyone's gold.
Is this a comedy or is it a
scary? It is a horror comedy, yes.
Okay.
It stars Warwick Davis, who you may know as Willow. And was also one of the Ewoks.
All right, take it easy with the Ewoks. What the hell?
We got some geeks here.
Ewoks!
Go Ewoks! Jennifer Aniston stars as Tori Redding, who moves into the house and unfortunately discovers the leprechaun who is packaged up into the crate. But he breaks out and he wants to know who has his gold.
Of course.
Leprechaun 1 was a pretty big hit in terms of the movies.
And by big, you mean it was bad?
No, it made a lot of money.
Did it really?
That's why we've had all the leprechauns since. But here is some, it's just a portion of the trailer of Leprechaun, the movie.
The luck of the Irish is being packed and shipped to a little town in South Dakota whose luck may have just run out.
The leprechaun kills everyone while searching for his gold.
Yeah. Well, he's pissed. You don't take his gold.
I want me gold, he says over and over and over again in this movie.
So that was the whole movie?
That was the movie.
All
him
right.
Looking for his gold.
Leprechaun 1.
Leprechaun 1. Now, right. Leprechaun 2, leprechauns every 1,000 years pick a bride.
Okay.
And they can have any woman they want if they make the woman sneeze 3 times. Come and no one says, God bless you. I am not effing kidding you. This is the plot of this
That's
movie.
That's not the plot.
It's absolutely the plot of this movie.
So, but if they get somebody to sneeze 3 times and someone says, God bless you,
then it kills the
it's
deal.
Off. The
but
deal's
if they,
off.
If they sneeze 3 times and no one says, God bless you, then they get a chance to have the bride.
Okay.
So here's the leprechaun looking for a bride in 1994 in the sequel, Leprechaun 2.
Soon, dear. It's almost time.
True love can be hard to find. For some, it takes a lifetime. For him, it took 1,000 years.
God bless you.
And now that he's finally found her, he's going to love her.
Yeah.
I'm back.
To death.
Is
sweet. I'm Irish.
See, because he said, kiss me, I'm Irish.
And the best part of that movie is he can make people see things. And so he makes a guy believe that the girl's asking him to motorboat her.
Right.
And it's actually lawnmower blades. Oh, the guy sticks his face in and he turns them on. Yeah.
No.
Good stuff. Leprechaun 3 in 9,005.
What was that?
1995.
Ralph, what you sipping?
Is the first of the direct-to-video sequels of Leprechaun.
So now they're saying F the theaters. This isn't working.
No one's going to watch this. Let's put it right on video.
All right.
This is Warwick Davis once again returning as Leprechaun, but this time Leprechaun 3, Leprechaun in Las Vegas.
Yes. I bet he's going off in Vegas.
A lot of gold in Vegas, sure. Baby. There's a guy who picks up one of his magic coins who gets a magic wish, and he gets to go on a winning streak, which we all appreciate.
Sure.
But the problem is the leprechaun gets to chase him down to look for that gold, oh. And so he's going to take his own life.
Effing leprechauns.
Las Vegas, a gambler's dream and a dreamer's paradise. They're all about to meet their worst nightmare.
Look out, Vegas. Take it over!
Now, the leprechaun's back in the city that never sleeps.
That's right.
And he will never rest until he reclaims his pot of gold.
Belongs to me, this gold I smell. Whoever's got it's going to hell.
Leprechaun 3. The third time's the charm.
Third time's the charm.
Wow.
Leprechaun in Vegas.
Those are bad movies.
Is Vegas as bad as we can get? No. Because we still have Leprechaun 4 and Leprechaun in Space.
No.
Space! Woo! Is that the one?
That's the one.
Where Leprechaun kidnaps a princess of a planet, and he wants to take over the planet, and then the space marines come in and try to kill the leprechaun.
Wait, there are space marines?
There are space marines.
This guy right here is yelling, that's the one.
He's very excited about this. Leprechaun kills one of the space marines with a leprechaun lightsaber.
They have lightsabers?
He's got a green lightsaber.
Wow.
And
so it's Yoda.
And they blow up the leprechaun, and so one of the guys, one of the marines, gets so angry at the leprechaun, he pees on the leprechaun.
You don't do that.
The problem is, leprechaun goes up his urine stream.
Well, you're no way.
And then, shut up! And then comes out of his penis later on in the show. When you expect the leprechaun is dead, he comes out of his penis.
Does it hurt?
And leprechaun is space. Of course it hurts.
That was pretty small, though.
Somewhere in space, he is waiting. Somewhere on this ship, he is watching. He is powerful.
What the hell was that?
He is evil.
Sheriff.
And he's ready. To party.
Good evening.
Leprechaun 4 in space.
Leprechaun in space.
He's ready to party.
Well, that doesn't get the best of it. Because in Leprechaun 5...
There's not a Leprechaun 5.
We've got Leprechaun in the hood. Where the leprechaun takes over Postmaster P, who's a rapper entering into the rapping competition.
Postmaster P?
And getting his revenge against Mac Daddy Onassis, played by Ice-T, by the way.
No way is Ice-T in that.
He is?
Are you kidding?
He's in a rap battle.
This is not real.
Taking over the rap business with his leprechaun powers.
Sure.
Now, this is before the next film, which is called Back to the Hood, Leprechaun 6. We don't have time for that, but I want to play a little of the rap that the Leppy the Leprechaun, raps at the end of the film.
Okay.
With his zombie fly girls.
He has zombie fly girls.
At the end of Leprechaun 5, Leprechaun in the Hood.
Coming from the land of the Irish Spring.
Yeah.
That is the place where I learned my fate. From the Emerald Isle to your place in the hood. I'm the man of green, come to do no good. Lep in the hood, come to do no good. Lep in the hood, come to do no good.
Lep in the hood, this come place to do no high. Good.
There's an ambition, just by type. I hate to resort so soon, man. Haven't been late so long, it's happening.
Yeah, Lep in the hood, gonna do no good. That's right.
Go Leppy. Go Leppy.
Go Leppy. Go Leppy. Go Leppy. So I've got nothing to do this St. Patrick's Day. I say you go to your local video store. You get all six of the Leprechaun movies, including Leprechaun 6, Back to the Hood. Have yourself a
little film festival while you drink some Jamesons, followed by some Guinness, and then just put a gun to your head and end it all. So these are the worst movies ever.
I don't think you want to put a gun to your head and end it all.
No, you don't have to, but I was watching these movies for the
How long would you guess this rap goes?
We let it go for about 20 minutes.
All right, we'll be right back. It's going to be in St. Patrick's Day party.
Oh, 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at St. Patrick's Day.
I want to thank the people so much who came down here to Casey's Bar here in downtown Los Angeles to spend the morning with us. I know it's a lot to ask you to get up in the morning and drink. Most of you have no jobs. This is the earliest that you've been up in a long, long time, and we certainly appreciate that.
The economy is bad, and this is the highest percentage of no-job-having people we've ever had.
That's true. That's why they're here in the morning drinking, because they have no jobs, or else they'd be elsewhere.
All right, it's time for the Ralph Show, Ms. B. What's going on, Ralph?
I also want to thank the good people at The Bounty Hunter, new movie starring Jennifer Aniston and Gerard Butler, coming out this weekend. It opens on Friday, March the 19th. They made this all possible. And Jennifer Aniston is in the showbiz news. She's got the movie The Bounty Hunter coming out this weekend. And she said that while filming the movie, it's important for everyone to know that, you know, being a Hollywood diva is not just about caviar and wearing fancy gowns, because she, in the film, had to be locked in a trunk at one point.
Right.
By her... in the movie, plays her ex-husband, Gerard Butler.
Right.
And the thing was, during the sequence, they took a break, and they completely forgot that Jennifer was locked up in the trunk of the car they were shooting.
That would freak me out a bit.
That would be bad.
Hey, does everyone remember I'm in here?
Yeah, I'm a little claustrophobic, and I would not be comfortable with
that.
And so she said she panicked a little bit knowing that everyone was going up.
You'd be trying to kick it open.
Get some trail mix over at the craft service table while she's trying to get out of the...
Hey, fatties, I'm still in here.
Get out of the trunk. That's bad news. Lindsay Lohan in the news. Apparently, Lindsay has a new obsession, a guy named Sam Webb.
Oh, good.
Sexy name Sam.
He works as a model for Dolce & Gabbana. Apparently, she has moved to England.
Right.
And she ran into Sam, and now wherever he goes, apparently, she goes.
She seems a little needy.
Yeah.
The two hit it up at Fashion Week in both Paris and Milan, and now wherever he goes, apparently, she's been showing up at all his events.
Wow.
She says she can't remember being with a man so manly since Samantha Ronson. That's the last time she was with somebody.
Nice.
Oh, the crowd's upset at that joke.
Oh! Don't pick on Lindsay. We love her.
How dare you?
People boo in showbiz stories.
They can't even hear us.
Britney's take shots.
Take shots.
This is all whiskey, by the way.
Oh, God.
I don't know which one of you bastards is responsible, but how many ounces of whiskey would you say is in front of me?
I'd say that's a good eight.
About 8 ounces of whiskey.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear about shots. I'm not going to shoot this.
Shoot it.
I'll take a sip.
All right.
By the way, once again, I want to remind people that Kevin and I both took cabs to this event because we don't believe in drinking and driving.
We do believe in drinking.
Lisa, however.
She drove herself.
She drove herself.
Yeah.
So,
she endorses that.
I should not drink this vodka.
This vodka.
Lisa in a car with razor-sharp spikes in the front of it, apparently. That's how she rolls. She doesn't care about people. She wants people to die.
Yeah.
That's how she feels.
Just mow them down.
Yeah. New DVDs in stores. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Avatar is coming to a DVD. Near you. What? How do you not like Avatar?
It's coming to a DVD?
Yeah.
It is. You.
Really?
Yes.
Coming to a DVD.
Hey, listen, water drinker. We're start accusing people. Why don't you have a cocktail or two and see how well you do? Fox Home Entertainment says the DVD will be in stores on April the 22nd, but only in 2D. So if you wanted to see Avatar in 3D, you better catch it in theaters or wait until next year, when the 3D version on Blu-ray will be released. So you're going to have to wait. Blu-ray?
Yeah, Blu-ray. By the way, they're talking a lot of the talk now about television stations is 3D TV, which is going to be awesome.
I know.
They're going to debut it for the World Cup, which I know you hate. But
No, but I love
3D. 3D sports.
I saw the 3D television setup that
If they want porn.
Could I suggest you don't want 3D porn?
I want 3D porn.
But I'm saying for a lot of the people, maybe not.
Porn. No. I saw on a Sony showed me their latest 3D technology, which is the glasses and the sets that come together.
Right.
They're doing it for the World Cup.
Right.
But they're also doing it for gaming. So when you play first-person gaming, you can be involved in the game in 3D, which is going to be the next generation. And then 3D porn, of course, will also be coming along, too. So
God
the point of view of you being with the girl will be in 3D.
God of War 3 and Left 4 Dead 2 in 3D?
Yeah. Even driving games. If you're driving in a sports car or something, you see cars whizzing by you. It's as if you're sitting in the cockpit.
What about the King of Mexico and his gay Farmville? Is that in 3D?
There's no 3D Farmville, no.
Look at me. I'm growing plants.
Dave's not even paying attention.
Hey, Dave!
Let's turn Dave's mic off.
Shut up!
He's offering us nothing.
We can hear every word you're saying. He's trying to do the show
business.
Turn
down my mic!
That's not my fault.
We're
talking about Farmville. We thought you'd have something to say.
All right, go on. Sorry.
We turned it off again.
I'm sorry, people. We're trying our best.
This is getting ugly. This is like this is like soccer hooligans now at this party.
It's an unruly club.
Where's the reggaeton horn? Where's that?
There we go.
Well, the good news is there's only an hour left to show. All right, everyone hang tight. March 17th, celebrity birthdays, Patrick Duffy, who, of course, was Bobby Ewing in Dallas.
People are just booing. They don't even know who you're talking about.
A lot of people don't even remember Dallas, but right. He was on that show. It was a big hit back in the day.
Right, in the 80s, early 80s.
He was also in a sitcom called Step by Step, you may remember.
Never heard of it. Lisa watches it.
A lot of fans of Step by Step out there. Who is his wife in Step by Step? She's another actress. Suzanne Somers, that's right.
Oh, the hottest chicks ever.
All right, leave Dave's mic off.
61 years old today. Kurt Russell. Very talented actor. You saw him in Grindhouse. Remember, he was in Death Car.
Yeah.
How great was that?
Sure.
59 years old. Gary Sinise from CSI New York is 55 years old. Rob Lowe, who reportedly is on a fictional TV series that Lisa May loves.
Brothers and sisters.
There are a lot of those with her.
He's 46 years old. Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins is 43. Melissa Auftemau of Smashing Pumpkins and Hole is 38.
Formerly of both.
Right, Caroline Corr of the Corrs is 37, and rapper Swifty of D12 celebrates his 33rd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I'm in desperate need of another drink. World famous Kevin Abeen Show.
I'm pretty sure that was you too. Not positive.
It was.
It sounded a little like Ricky Martin for me. I don't know. It's 9:07.
How dare you?
This is the Kevin Abeen Show, the great U2.
How dare you compare U2 to Ricky Martin?
I can't hear. It's pretty loud here.
Irish.
Pretty loud. We're having a St. Patrick's Day party. We are at Casey's Irish Pub downtown, and we have a bunch of degenerates in front of us.
I don't like to call them that.
All right, take it easy, people.
I like to call them my people.
They are your people. Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to have a little Jameson's Irish whiskey here.
That's what you need.
Very nice.
All right, now, we're going to make some phone calls.
A little Guinness.
A little Guinness chaser. Mm-hmm. We're going to make some phone calls. There are people here who are...
All right, Omar.
Easy with the reggaeton. There are people here who didn't think ahead.
I'm going to punch you right in the head. All for Omar.
There are people... There are people here.
Thrilled.
I know. There are people here who didn't think ahead enough to call into work.
We warned them.
We tried to say,
if you're going
to
come down, trust us. You're going to stay all day. You're not going to go to work or school or wherever you have to go.
All right, now who do we have first? We have a physical trainer.
Yeah, I'm a personal trainer. I called my clients that I was supposed to work out with at 7 a.m. this morning and told them I couldn't be in.
Okay, this is Peter. He's a personal trainer. And you thought maybe later on in the day you would actually be training people?
Oh, yeah. We usually do core body weight, and we do lifting and running. We go jogging around the neighborhood.
But those people are not going to be worked out today.
Oh, no.
No.
Can we call one of them and tell them that they're not going to be working out?
Yeah, you can call both of them. They're at the same office.
All right. Let's let them know that they're going to get fatter today because... Our boy Peter is not going to be working them out.
Their trainer has decided to drink instead, which I think is a good policy.
That's the trainer I want.
What you want?
I want the trainer who sacrifices for alcohol.
I can't even tell what that guy was trying to start chanting. Fatties? Any fatties?
Fatties?
Yeah.
All right, I think we're calling either John or Ted.
I think they're both in the same office.
They're both there. All right. Hi, is John or Ted there, please?
Can I tell them who's calling?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean Show.
Yes, man.
On K-Rock.
On K-Rock. Okay.
Yes. Sorry, there's a lot of people here.
Okay, hold on.
Just John or Ted, all right.
And you're on air.
Either what, John or Ted.
I just got fired.
We'll talk to John or Ted.
You're not a personal trainer anyway, dude.
He's
seriously.
Such a personal trainer.
Come on now.
Look at those guns. Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Yes.
Yeah, hey. It's the Kevin and Bean Show here in Los Angeles, and you're on the air. You mind talking to us?
Not a problem.
All right,
thank you so much.
Do you have a trainer named Peter?
Peter Tullio?
Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
He's your personal trainer, right?
Yes, and I am a reflection of Peter's training.
His one request is that we not use his last name, so that's good.
In fact, Peter was supposed to be here this morning to train, and he didn't show up.
Is that right? Yeah. What a surprise.
Well, here's the thing, Ted. Peter likes booze more than he loves you.
And that's
most
what you
people do.
That's what you want in a personal trainer, is a guy that'll show up on St. Patrick's Day and just get drunk and not show up to train you. And that's what's happening. At 9 a.m., right.
So we wanted to let you know that don't expect Peter to train you today, because it is St. Patrick's Day. He's hanging out with us here on the morning show, and he will not be working you out.
He's not drunk at all. Don't get me wrong. He's just not feeling well.
In fact, he is finding people here in the crowd, and he's working them out because he's trying to make them healthier.
Right.
Did Peter mention that he's now single and is looking for somebody to share his life with?
He did not mention that. No, he did
but
not mention that.
There's a lot of hot girls here today, so that's why probably he's here.
That's not going to be a problem. All right, so you get the day off, Ted. That's what we're telling you.
So get a quarter pounder with cheese or something, and just knock yourself out.
You
got nothing to do.
Quarter pounder with cheese.
Yes.
A breakfast quarter pounder with cheese.
Go nuts.
All right,
go nuts, Ted.
All right, thank you, Ted. All right, bye now.
Thanks for talking to us.
Bye.
All right, we have another guy.
All right, Peter, you're in the clear. Congratulations.
All right.
Who else
Peter
are we calling?
Looks a little sick.
Now we have Jeff. Jeff is going to call his boss. Jeff.
Oh, what's up, guys? How you doing?
You didn't call in sick.
What's that?
Did you not call in sick today?
No, not yet. I was planning on doing it right about now.
Well, we made that announcement. We were saying call in sick. Don't even act like you're going into work.
I know.
Jeff
probably thought
maybe he could rally and go to work, but he can't. So we got to call his boss.
So we're calling Jeff's boss to tell him that Jeff is sick.
Hello, is Steve there?
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, Steve. Listen, this is the Kevin and Bean Show. We're calling for our friend Jeff. We'll let you know that he's not going to make it to work today. He is here at our live broadcast.
Sorry, Steve.
What's that horn in the background?
What? That's the reggaeton horn.
What's that horn in the background?
That's Omar with the reggaeton horn. And we need to let you know that your employee Jeff is not going to be able to make to work today, because he is here at the Kevin and Bean St. Patrick's Day broadcast.
Well, you know what? Tell him that I'm actually there, too.
Wait, you're also here at Casey's downtown?
I am.
Really?
I'm here, too.
So Jeff's boss is here, too? Best case scenario.
So Steve, you don't really expect him to be at work then today, do you?
I can actually see him on the TV right now.
Where are you, Steve? Steve's here.
So you guys both take off, I guess, and whatever company you work for is sucks.
I want to work for that company. All right, Steve, do you need us to call your boss?
No. All right. Fair enough.
Good enough.
Enjoy the day. Here we go, bro.
Kevin Bean, St. Patrick's Day party coming back on the... Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock. It's K-R-O-Q. It's 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's our St. Patrick's Day party downtown at Casey's Irish Pub.
This is the place to be. And it really
is. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. And don't bother coming down here now because you won't get in because it's going to be full all day long.
I swear to God, most of this place can't hear a word we're saying. They don't care.
And there's a line outside the bar.
And they don't care.
It's nuts.
They just want to drink. So that's what's happening. All right, earlier this morning, we played some clips of the Leprechaun movie series.
The legendary Leprechaun movie series starring Warwick Davis, who was, of course, Willow and one of the Ewoks. And he played legendarily the Leprechaun.
Right.
And I love the series. That's why we talked about it, because it is one of the funniest, scariest movie series of all time.
Goofy, but
goofy, crazy.
Scary, yeah.
Ridiculous.
So we played the clips, and then we got a call from who? Mark Jones?
The creator of Leprechaun. How great is that?
That's pretty cool.
How more important to talk on someone on St. Patrick's Day than Mark Jones?
Or something like that.
Like, exactly.
Hey, Mark, do we have Mark on the line?
Yes, we do.
Hey, Mark.
Hello?
Ouch.
Mark!
Yes.
Oh, you do good work.
Congratulations, sir. You are the creator of the Leprechaun movie series.
Yes, I am. Unfortunately.
Oh, how dare you,
and
sir.
Unfortunately, you mean fortunately.
No, actually, the only I love it when you guys talk about it because they sell more DVDs.
Look, I love bad, cheesy movies. I have a soft spot.
As long as people are in on the cheesiness of it.
And your film series has always been on the comedy angle of the horror that you brought with Leprechaun.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It took a long time for people to realize that.
Now, you created and directed the first one?
Yes, and discovered Jennifer Aniston.
That's right. Wow. We talked about it earlier, but Jennifer Aniston, who was the star of the Bounty Hunter, which opens up this weekend, they're sponsoring our party today.
Right.
But you created, you really has discovered her for the first Leprechaun movie.
Yes, I did. And of course, nobody wanted her but me, but they never remember that story.
Of course. So how did you come about? How did you come about deciding to do a horror movie based on the Leprechaun?
I was at a Mexican restaurant. I was drinking tequila, and it's about 1992. And I said, "What horror movie haven't they done, but everybody knows about?" And I kept thinking of Lucky Charms.
Right.
And I said, "Well, okay. Why don't we?" I was with my secretary. I said, "Take some notes." And while I was still coherent.
Sure.
And so they did, and I came up with Leprechaun, and I said, no one's done it, and everybody knows Lucky Charms, so let's do an evil, funny Leprechaun.
Now, was Jennifer Aniston one of the people that tried out for the movie?
Yes, she came in red with a bunch of girls because we were pretty much low budget, so we couldn't use any names.
And right.
She walked in the room, and I'm sitting there with my producing partner, and I said, I hope she can act.
Yeah.
Just terrific, had this kind of charisma.
You wanted her to win.
Yes, I did.
You wanted her to get the part.
And she came back and kept reading, and finally I the only reason I got Jennifer Aniston is I told the studio executives I would bleach her hair blonde, because for some reason they wanted a blonde.
That's so funny.
And when I called Jennifer, I said, I have good news and bad news. I said, you got the part, but you're going to have to bleach your hair blonde. And she said, I can't. I said, no, we're not going to do it. What are they going to do the first day of shooting?
You got a match, right?
It's a good point.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, after that, there have been 5 other Leprechaun movies. The first 2, of course, were in theaters. Excuse me.
Bless you.
And then the rest were directed DVD. Do you get a little piece of the action?
Yeah,
all along?
I don't get as big a piece as I should, which I'm going to talk to the studio about. But, yeah, I do. I co-own them with, Lionsgate has them now.
Right.
So, yeah, can you believe they've done 6 of them?
Oh, that's the best.
Is there going to be a reboot of this series? Because it seems like every franchise is getting reinvented for a next generation. Do you think there'll be more Leprechauns yet to come?
Oh, well, I hope so. I hope so, because they have to give me a check. But, yeah, actually, somebody was talking about it. The director of Saw, one of the Saws, wants to reboot Leprechaun.
All right.
Well, it seems like a natural, because it was a successful series, and no one has done anything else like it. And we've seen every horror movie based on every other holiday since, so it seems like Leprechaun is due for a reinvention.
I think so.
Is there going to be a Leprechaun in the Hood 3?
You know, I don't know. I think there's going to be Leprechaun in Woodland Hills.
When you watch just him relaxing in, like, the suburbs by the pool.
When you watch Leprechaun 5, whichever one it was, where they started rapping.
That was the Leprechaun in the Hood.
Leprechaun in the Hood, yeah.
You must have been very excited to see that.
I actually was. Yeah, I like the rap song at the end.
Of course.
Well, we all did. Yes. That's one of the reasons we're still Leprechaun fans to this day.
Yes, it's very big. You know, Leprechaun is huge in the hood. And
you sure?
You know, when they were filming Leprechaun 5, the Bloods and the Crips said, we're going to make sure everybody leaves you alone because we love Leprechaun.
Sure.
That's a true story that I heard.
They actually had a truce because they love Leprechaun?
Yeah, the hood loves Leprechaun, and when they were down there shooting, I wasn't shooting, but I got this from the director, but
right.
They said, okay, you know, the security and stuff, because they were in some pretty bad areas, and they said, we're going to leave you alone because we love Leprechaun.
That's so funny.
Wow.
That's why they went back to the hood in the
right,
sixth version.
Right, number six was back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very clever title.
You caused a truce between the Crips and the Bloods.
For a short while,
that's impressive.
Well, Mark, congratulations. Wish you all the best. We hope things and checks keep coming your way because we're big fans of the Leprechaun series here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, I appreciate it.
And thank you for calling. We weren't expecting you to call today. We're glad
but
you did.
But what better way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day
than
with Mark Jones, creator of Leprechaun, the movie legendary series.
Everybody started calling me and saying they're talking about your movie, so I figured...
We are, sir.
Big fans of all 5, 6, 7, however many there are. Mark, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks.
All right, St. Patrick's Day on the Kevin and Bean Show continues.
Wow.
Seriously.
6.7.
Wow.
Come on.
What up, Omar?
I am so glad that we're heading into the end of the show because it's getting ugly.
Can we cut Omar's microphone? Cut Omar's microphone.
Shut up, Omar.
Kill Omar. This is why we don't bring him.
Thank you so much.
Listen.
This is why usually we say, oh, Omar was there and he was swinging from a tree and he had sex with a monkey and stuff. And he goes, oh, no, I wasn't there. I was back in the studio.
Right.
Because when we let him out of the studio, this kind of stuff happens.
He really does that. Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
What are you talking about? No, your microphone is turned off now.
Shut up.
We have no room for you.
All right. Listen. It's time for one last check of the showbiz beat.
This is the end of the Kevin and Bean show
here. Take a shot!
At the Casey's Irish Pub,
right?
6th and Grand.
Yes.
Downtown in Los Angeles.
Right.
We want to thank everyone who came down, but we're going to leave after this. But the place is packed now, full of our listeners, which we appreciate.
And by leave, you mean stay and drink?
Exactly.
Right.
We're
going to
leave the air.
Okay.
But I want to thank everyone who came down. And also, we want to thank the Bounty Hunter,
correct?
The motion picture that's opening up this Friday, starring Jennifer Aniston and Gerard Butler for providing us with the to make this all happen. And we just want everyone to be reasonable.
Right.
And Omar is not being reasonable.
Correct. Ralph and I took a cab because we knew things were going to be happening this way.
So we didn't want to drink and drive.
Right.
Lisa, however, has not had one shot the entire morning.
I know.
One shot of Irish whiskey for all of you.
Ready?
There we go,
Brock. Lisa,
that's what I'm saying.
Lisa. There you go. Now we're talking.
There she is.
All right. That's the beginning of a very long day for her.
That's right.
All right. Take it easy with the swallow chant.
All right.
Time for the last look at the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph Garman.
Jesus Luz. You know him?
No.
Yes.
That is the boy toy of Madonna.
Okay. The latest?
Well, he's been with her for a while.
Okay. Yeah.
And he says that he feels like he's already married to her.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he miserable? That miserable?
Is that not good?
No, he says he's very committed to Madonna.
Right.
And her 4 kids.
Right.
And doesn't feel like the 28-year age difference between them means anything.
Give it a year.
And he thinks that he will be with her forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Idiot!
Yeah, that's been shown out with history, is that she pretty much mates for life.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. No.
Not at all.
She's banging him because he's a young, hot model, and she's gonna cut him loose.
Right. Yeah.
So that's not going to happen. But yeah. Carrie Prichon, who, of course, was the former Miss California, is marrying Kyle Bowler of the St. Louis Rams.
Good.
Both traitors to the state of California.
That's correct, yes.
And she was dating Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps for a while. And according to the New York Post, she was trying to get pregnant by him in order to raise her profile.
Really? Wow. To raise her profile?
She thought if she get knocked up by an Olympian, her profile would be raised and she could be a celebrity. Whore, 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 whore indeed. Speaking of whores...
Stop playing that!
Must you hit the horn every time? I said, horse, Not horns. No, I said whores.
Omar's just upset that his microphone's off.
Yeah, I guess so. Ashley Dupree, who was the whore,
right,
that New York Governor Elias Spitzer ended up with, which pretty much ended his political career.
Yes.
Because he cheated on his wife with a professional prostitute.
She was pretty hot, by the way.
And look, if you're going to cheat on your wife, and I speak, you know,
From experience?
Right. For you and me, Kevin.
Sure.
Because, you know, I only learned from you.
Yeah, of course.
But when you're going to cheat on your wife, you want to go to a professional because you think at least there'll be some professional courtesy there. You could bang a professional whore, and you won't have to deal with the back blow.
That's
as a word.
That's part. They blow your back?
No. I'm saying, you know.
I've never had that done.
The results of that decision shouldn't come back on you because they're professionals.
You pay them to keep their mouth shut.
Right.
Right.
But when Elias
first
Spitzer,
to keep their mouths open and then shut.
Oh, right. Kevin.
That when Elias Spitzer did not work that way, he lost his governorship of New York State, and she now is reaping the benefits because she's going to be in Playboy magazine.
All right.
She will be on the stands on April the 16th, and you might want to take a good close look at her head because apparently during the photo shoot, she was shooting around a bunch of candles, had a lot of hairspray in her hair, and at one point, her hair ignited.
I hope they put those in the magazine.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Apparently, she was not hairy in any important place, so it really didn't matter.
That's
so
good. Yeah. That's good news. Hang on a second, Ralph. Do you mind?
No, what are you doing?
Shut the F up, Omar!
You are yelling things without a microphone. Can we turn Omar's microphone up so we can hear what he would like to say if he had something to say? DJ Omar Khan, everybody. DJ
I just saw
Omar
Dave. He was cupping Miss Cleo's boob.
What?
Yeah! Okay, F you!
All right, take it
Come
easy.
Come on, that's worth the yell.
Turn it back off. All right. What's wrong with you, Ralph?
What did I do?
You turned on his microphone.
Because I thought Omar might have something to contribute.
Right, what were you basing that on?
I have no idea.
All right.
And Lindsay Lohan in the news.
Another whore chant.
Maybe. She apparently has moved to England and now is obsessed with a new boy named Sam Webb. He is... Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of obsessions.
Hi, how are you? Good. What's your name? What's your name?
Sassy Pants.
Sassy Pants.
Yeah. She's proud of a drink, and she's like staring deep into his eyes.
Sexy young girl.
I don't know how she expects him to concentrate.
Hey, no reaching under the table. Wow, I got to get out of here.
Let's wrap this up.
All right.
All right, take it easy. Yes,
you want to lick Lisa. We all want to lick Lisa. Trust me.
All right. Let us finish the show.
Lindsay Lohan apparently has fallen in love with a new model named Sam Webb who works for Dolce & Gabbana. She saw him in Milan. She saw him in London. And now she is obsessed with him. She won't go anywhere where he doesn't go. Every time he goes someplace, she shows up. And Lindsay says she hasn't met a man so manly since Samantha Ronson. Wow, that is saying
that's
something.
Pretty, that's something. Because she was really manly.
Because that was a dude right there.
Yeah.
Totally.
Talk about the showbiz birthday, shall we?
How Please. Can you look at the showbiz Will birthdays you? With that hot chick right there, dude?
I'm trying.
How dare you? She wants to lick Lisa. What's wrong with you?
I'm averting my eyes.
How dare you?
If I look at her, I won't
What's
be able to
What's wrong
focus.
With you?
Turn his microphone off.
I won't be able to focus on her or the birthdays. For
I don't have the list. What are you looking at me for?
Patrick Duffy, I know, from Dallas, celebrates his birthday today.
Ralph lost the birthdays.
I've lost my birthday.
Right.
I'm rattled. Gary Sinise celebrates his birthday. Let's just have her come back and lick Lisa. How about
we need
that?
We're going to go. Kurt St. James is next.
Kurt St. James?
Yes, that's a fictional guy that's filling in for Kat, who's at South by Southwest.
This hot girl is licking Lisa right now.
We will talk to you tomorrow.
Who cares about Brian St. Savage?
Bye.
Who cares about that?